Visit Infowars.com/show and share the link today.
Naomi Wolf and her team at the Daily Clout submitted a Freedom of Information Act request to the Centers for Disease Control, requesting all emails sent and received by Dr. Rochelle P. Walensky, Sherry A. Berger, and Kevin Griffiths between the dates of February 1st and May 31st of 2021, containing the word myocarditis. They received hundreds of pages showing that the White House and the entire COVID response team knew that the COVID vaccines were killing people and causing blood clots, heart attacks, and myocarditis. They also received 46 additional pages that were not requested. Of these 46 pages, over 80% of them were fully redacted and involved the White House and the Executive Office of the President. These redacted emails were labeled Draft White House Script and Some Tough Q&A. They knew in the spring of 2021 that these shots were killing people.
I've said over and over, and I don't mean to belabor this, but to remind everyone, when Steve says, how could this happen? I always say, from my experience working around a White House, that it can't happen unless the boss says it has to. Or that it can. You can't kill Americans, I've said this so many times on this show, knowingly without the okay of the president. So I knew that up the chain of command, the White House had to be involved in these decisions. But we just didn't have the smoking gun. Now we have the smoking gun. You remember we have 200 volunteer lawyers. So one of these lawyers' name is Ed Berkovich, and he FOIA'd, meaning sent a Freedom of Information Act demand to the CDC about myocarditis. And something very interesting happened. He got 472 pages from the CDC in response to that FOIA. He was also given an additional 46 pages, which he didn't ask for. And these additional 46 pages, over 80% of the pages were fully redacted. The redactions were, quote, pursuant to 5 USC 552 exemptions 5 and 6. What is redacted was solicited or shared with the president or his most senior advisors. They know it's happening. The other thing they're freaking out about is myocarditis. They know it's happening. The evidence came in, the updates came in, and the American people are going to be asking questions or starting to ask questions. So they convene a set of crisis meetings, basically, in which they're basically trying to formulate a press response. These are all press people. They crafted a media response. And by the way, there are people who deal with broadcast news as well in that list. And the media response doesn't tell the truth after May of 2021. They rolled out myocarditis. And remember what they said always: extremely rare, mild, resolves. Extremely rare, mild, resolves. They knew that they were lying. And they said nothing about the clotting issue, from what I recall. So basically, they created from this set of crisis communications, directed by the White House, with the White House's most senior advisors, the COVID-19 Response Project, which was overseen by the White House, at the behest of the White House, to create a media response that you experienced all of 2021, all of 2022, to get you to keep injecting this into your body and injecting it into the bodies of your loved ones. And they knew that they were lying, and they knew that they were hurting people with blood clots, platelet problems, and heart damage. And that's what they did, and that's what happened.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Hey, my name is Clay Clark. I'm filling in today for Owen Schroyer. I don't know that I can fill his shoes, but I'm going to try. And I'm joined here today with Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer. He's the head of Pastors for Trump, an organization dedicated to supporting President Donald J. Trump's attempt to become the president of the United States in the year 2024. He's also the senior pastor at Sheridan.Church. Sheridan.Church is a church that never shut down, never locked down. He continued to keep his church open. That's Sheridan.Church. Pastor Jackson, welcome on to the show. How are you, sir?
It's good to be on. Good to be on.
Now, sir, I'm going to be today, we're playing kind of a reverse, it's kind of like a reverse game show.
Okay.
Typically a game show, it's like, oh, this is fun, you know? but I call this Choose Your Square of Despair.
All right. All right. All right.
So you get to pick the square. Now we got
so I'm the contestant.
Yeah, you're the contestant. Okay. And if you get it right, then you get a chance to win a copy of the home game, where I'll come to your home and play this as well. And if you don't get it right, I'm going to come to your home and play this game. Okay, so here we go. So pick the square. Tell us which one you want here, and then we're going to get your reaction to it. And by the way, if you're listening and you want to chime into today's show, if you buy a ticket to the Reawaken America Tour, we're taking the tour to Miami, Florida, October 13th and 14th. If you buy a ticket to the Reawaken America Tour, you're more than welcome to call into the customer service line, 918-851-0102. Or if you didn't buy a ticket, if you want to chime in and provide your reaction, you're just going to have a call-in show today. Just text the number 918-851-0102, 918-851-0102. We want to hear from you. So, Pastor Jackson, which square of despair are you choosing first?
All right, it's my first time to ever be on a game show, so let's just start right in the middle. Let's go third row.
Right in the middle.
Let me do this.
Yuval Noharari, folks. Here we go. Doing the flow. Work it out. First time on the game show, and the button may not work. This could make it an awkward show. Let's see what happens. Got the pinwheel of death. Feeling the flow. Working it. Here we go.
So you have these dreams about a world without hierarchy, without injustice, without poverty, and which means, in effect, a world with completely different laws than the laws we recognize, that we are familiar with. And the idea is that there would be this magical moment, the revolution or the crusade, or we'll rebuild the temple, or we'll create a new perfect utopian society. And it will be a moment of historical redemption.
He shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. They shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time.
I'd love to get your thoughts. I know right now you're teaching a series on the book of Daniel at Sheridan.Church. You picked that square of despair. What's wrong with that, sir?
Well, that is kind of like how you know things are getting real. Because he mentioned something. I don't know if everyone caught it, and you can point it out. He mentioned the rebuilding of the temple, and that is specifically referring to in Jerusalem, the rebuilding, which has to happen because that is where the Antichrist is going to set himself up to be worshiped as God, and the false prophet is going to promote the Antichrist. So if you rebuild the temple, Clay, you know what that means? Israel.
It's real.
Things are getting real.
Now, I'm going to pull this up real quick here because I want people to know this here. I've taken notes here. I'm filling in for Owen today, and I said, hey, listen, I'm going to help pay some bills, okay? So the new Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock. You get 25% off, and I got three core benefits for you of doing this. One, it won't kill you. Two, it's drinkable. And three, it supports InfoWars. It's an incredible product. Many of you have looked for this product. You love this product. It's been out of stock. It's back in stock now. 25% off, and again, get that today at InfoWars.com. It's a drinkable vitamin product. It has vitamins, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, glutamine. To my knowledge, no mRNA technology is in there, which shocking in today's world.
Which is why it won't kill you.
That's right. Now, folks, someone says, what was that phone number? Let me put the phone number here, folks, on my notes here. That way you can know. This is the number if you want to text in, you want to chime in on the show and let us hear from you. We want to hear from you. This is my phone number. And I'll put it something in like a nice, small, subtle font. I'll go with a 30 font. I'll kind of get that underlined going on. I'll put that thing in red. I'll put that thing in bold. Ooh, that's looking good right there. That's the number to text in, 918-851-0102. Pastor Jackson, so far, you have 1 point so far, sir. And I'm going to keep track here using some fancy technology because in the event of an internet cyber pandemic, as Klaus Schwab says, we got to get used to the paper and pen technology. So going back to this. Taking notes here. You have 1 mega point so far. That's incredible. Okay, sir, what's the next square of despair you want to choose here on today's special edition?
We need something a little better than Yuval. So let's go to the very bottom row.
Very bottom row.
And the Trump.
Trump. Trump right here. Let's do it. Here we go.
See that one.
Pull it up here. Hopefully this one works. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, and...
The left-wing lunatics are trying very hard to bring back COVID lockdowns and mandates with all of their sudden fear-mongering about the new variants that are coming. Gee whiz, you know what else is coming? An election. They want to restart the COVID hysteria so they can justify more lockdowns, more censorship, more illegal drop boxes, more mail-in ballots, and trillions of dollars in payoffs to their political allies heading into the 2024 election. Does that sound familiar? These are bad people. These are sick people we're dealing with. But to every COVID tyrant who wants to take away our freedom, hear these words. We will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandates. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandates. They rigged the 2020 election, and now they're trying to do the same thing all over again by rigging the most important election in the history of our country, the 2024 election, even if it means trying to bring back COVID. But they will fail because we will not let it happen. When I'm back in the White House, I will use every available authority to cut federal funding to any school, college, airline, or public transportation system that imposes a mask mandate or a vaccine mandate. Thank you very much.
Okay, what are your thoughts? Now, Cash Patel is joining us on the Reawaken America Tour, October 13th and 14th, Miami, Florida. Again, folks, you can name your price. You can pay whatever price you want. Get those tickets at time2freeamerica.com. General Flynn, Eric Trump, Cash Patel, the whole team. What are your thoughts on that last clip there,
sir? That's way more refreshing than the first one we saw. And it's like, man, he just hit every point. Just, you know, the election's coming. So guess what else is coming? New variants. And we will not comply, which is so encouraging to hear. Because that's the type of leader that I know I want, that I believe that you want, and the rest of the InfoWar nation. And so President Trump, he gets it. And I think that's why people love him.
Now, your church here, Sheridan.Church, you didn't shut down. You kept the church open. Let me get your thoughts. And you know, feel free to punt if you don't like this question. But what percentage of Americans are going to comply? I know you're not going to comply. And I know listeners of InfoWars aren't going to comply. What percentage are going, okay, roll up my sleeve. Let's do another shot, another lockdown, wear the mask. Let's go.
So the honest answer is a bad answer.
Come on.
I think it's more than 50%.
Oh, that's, you're
just
sick.
Just being honest.
Yeah, unbelievable. We get questions.
Now it's better.
Today's show is.
Would you say it's better than last time, though? Because 2020, what was it? At least 90%?
There was like five of us. I remember in Tulsa, there was less. I'm serious. I was looking for people that were willing to sue the mayor of Tulsa to keep the city open. And this is before you and I had met. And I was meeting these two people. I could find like five people in the city that were willing to do it. So now that number is a lot larger.
You're going to have at least 50.
Yeah, okay. We have at least 50 people that would sue. Yes. I encourage everybody out there, seriously, today, what I want you to do is I want you to be thinking about what you can do to save this country. You know, how can God utilize your skill sets? How can God utilize your financial? You talk about this a lot at church. You say, how can God use your time, treasure, and talents? Yeah. I think it's so important everybody out there gets in the game today. And one way you can get in the game is we want to hear from you. So just text in 918-851-0102. It's a call-in show. So you can tell us what you're thinking, what's your reaction, what are your thoughts. We want to hear from you. Text in 918-851-0102. And again, my shameless attempt to help InfoWars pay the bills. Buy that vitamin mineral fusion. It's in stock. It's back. People love it. And again, it won't kill you.
Very important.
It's drinkable. And it supports InfoWars. Think about that, folks. Those are three incredible benefits. Get that product right now today. Vitamin mineral fusion. Get that at InfoWars.com on the store right there. We'll be back after the break. You feel like we're back?
I think we're back.
I think we're back. Okay, War Room, we are back here. We are back from the break here, filling in for Owen Schroer. We have our first caller, and folks, the way the calling goes, I don't do any censorship. I really don't do any vetting. I just say, hey, reach out to us, send us a text at 918-851-0102. So it could be the best, could be the worst. Here we go. Sir, what is your name? Welcome onto the War Room.
Hey, man, this is Johnny X. It's funny that here I am calling on the War Room, because if Owen's listening right now, he's going to validate this, and he'll remember this. 3.5 years ago, Owen had me on the show. I'm Johnny X, one of the most powerful heavy metal drummers walking this planet right now as we speak. He had me on the show and literally had a video of me playing drums, dude, wearing an InfoWars shirt. And I had a Make America Great Again hat on backwards. And, dude, they killed the YouTube channel with hundreds of videos, thousands of hours. So if these animals are willing to kill musicians' videos that are not doing nothing except playing music without even showing their face, dude. I mean, look at the world we're living in now, huh, guys?
What kind of drums do you play? Are you a heavy metal drummer? Do you play a different genre?
I play everything from anything to everything, but I'm letting you know as we speak right now, I'd be a fool for saying this. I'm Johnny X, and John Bonham, Neil Peart, and Randy Castillo lives in me. I assure you, what I'm telling you is fact.
When did you start playing the drums? What age?
I started playing drums when I was give or take 19 years old. I was sentenced to 10 years in state prison. And when I went to prison, I ended up in solitary confinement. And I ended up in solitary confinement for about 6 months. And I mean the real solitary confinement in the dark, not the new stuff they got with Windows. Anyways, that's around the time where I asked God to come into my life and help me. And in a dark dungeon, I just started air drumming and I continued with it. And then when I got out of the hole, I had 9.5 years on my sentence left. Wow. They had a music program and I learned how to play in prison.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to call in. Again, folks, if you're out there today and you want to call in, you want to chime in, give us a hot take, we're playing the Squares of Despair. The Squares of Despair.
Squares
so, of Pastor
Despair.
Jackson Lawmeyer, you're with Sheridan.Church. What's the next square you want to choose for a chance to win a copy of the home game?
Well, the last one was positive. That was okay. President Trump. So I think we need to lower the bar a little bit. So let's go second row. And let's do the one that's got like the animal.
Guardian of Nations statue in front of the United Nations. Here we go.
Oh, boy, that kind of looks
here
biblical.
We go.
Take a look at this statue sitting outside the UN New York headquarters and how it lines up what the Bible describes both in Daniel and John's dream of the beast in the end times.
And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority.
Okay, we got some symbolism going on. CERN, their logo is 666. They're located in Geneva, which is, by the way, where the Bible Revelation 9:11, it says that Satan's located where the former temple of Apollo is, which is Geneva, so that you got that going for you. The Google Chrome logo, their logo is 666, and Google now powers CERN. The World Economic Forum, their logo is 666. They're located in Geneva as well, a home of Satan. Let's continue here, folks. It's just the symbolism is everywhere. Congress is working on legislation, H.R. 666, COVID-19 testing, reaching and contacting everyone is the plan. H.R. 6666. Then they're also working on legislation called H.R. 666, which would legalize thought crime. It would make it illegal to commit thought crimes. That's what this would do. And this is an interesting naming system, H.R. 666. The word corona is 666. C is a 3, O is a 15, R is an 18, O is a 15, N is a 14, A is a 1. The word corona is 666. Look at this, folks. CERN invented the World Wide Web, and W is 6, so WWW is 666. So before you put in any website ever, you're going to 666 and then that website. Think about that. Pretty crazy. The Euphrates River is drying up, as prophesied by Revelation chapter 16, verse 12, where it tells us that once the Euphrates River dries up, that's when you're going to see the way of the kings of the east be prepared. I believe that would be China and Russia. You're seeing now Putin is cementing ties with Iran, Turkey. That's Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 1 through 6. Pastor Jackson, a lot of stuff's happening that the Bible wrote about, and it's all happening at one time.
Seems like just a bunch of coincidences, you know?
But you're pastoring a church of people growing in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You just had Kash Patel come in to speak at your church to answer questions from people about Trump's legal issues. You had Laura Trump come in to speak. You just had an incredible revival week. How do you process that when you're leading a church?
Well, we stick with the Bible. And, you know, we did a series on the book of Revelation. Clay, I did 32 Wednesday nights over the book of Revelation. And you're seeing all these things happen. And at some point, you have to say, you know, how many times does it go all of these things that you'd say, okay, this is no longer a coincidence. It seems as if we are living in what we'll call biblical times. End times, but, you know, people say we're in the end times. And are we in the last days? I think we may be
more
in the last, like, minutes.
I'm just saying, if the trump of God were to go off,
yeah.
And can you walk us through the timeline of how that happens in the Bible? Like, what does that look like? You know, when you're reading, let's say, Thessalonians, and it talks about the trump of God, and what does that timeline look like? Or Mark chapter 13, or Matthew chapter 24. For anybody who's taking notes, Mark chapter 13, Matthew chapter 24, Luke chapter 21. They walk you through what has to happen before Christ's return. What does that look like?
Well, so if you put the Bible together, and you know, the best commentary on the Bible is the Bible.
There we go.
So you have to interpret scripture with other scripture. And so what you see is there are
markings of what to look for, as it was in the days of Noah, something that we can look for. We see things that
you've all Noah Harari.
We see things such as when the gospel is proclaimed all throughout the world, which now via the technology that we have, that has been accomplished. There are seasons that we're looking for, is to be able to read the times and the seasons. And Clay, all of these things are aligning together. And I would encourage people, go to Sheridan.church. I did a 32-part series on these things, going into great depth. And we are living in those end time seasons. And watch Israel. Clay, you know this very well. You watch Israel.
Now, Israel right now, by the way, Netanyahu is talking about doing a peace deal, which would involve giving some of his land to Saudi Arabia. Is that a prophetic thing?
Very much so. And so they're going to have peace, peace. And then suddenly, then so that's what's what everything's headed towards, peace, peace. And then suddenly everything erupts. And we're living in it, man. We're living in it right now.
Now, if you're out there today and you want to join us on the Reawaken America Tour, you just go to timetofreeamerica.com. It's October 13th and 14th. That's the date of the upcoming event. And what's awesome about the Reawaken Tour, there's so many things that are great about it, but one is President Trump's entire inner circle is now on the tour. So President Trump's chief legal advisor, Alina Haba, she's on the tour. Roger Stone's on the tour. Devin Nunes is on the tour. Eric Trump's on the tour. Laura Trump's on the tour. General Flynn's on the tour. Ron DeSantis is not on the tour. Malik Obama, this is Barack Obama's older half-brother. He's now on the tour.
Oh, yeah.
And the Jim Brewer's on the tour. Alex Stein is on the tour. Owen Troyer's on the tour. So if you're out there today and you want to just get connected to the Patriots, most of our speakers go out there and meet all of the attendees. And we make it super affordable for you. You can name your price. So if you want those tickets, just go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com to request those tickets. And if you use promo code InfoWars, you have a chance to win a backstage pass today. Got to buy those tickets today. Use promo code InfoWars today. Have a chance to win a backstage pass. Again, use promo code InfoWars for a chance to win a backstage pass. Get the tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. Stay tuned. Okay, we're live. Caller, we'll try it one more time, sir. What is your name and where are you from?
My name is Kevin, and I'm from Nebraska.
Kevin from Nebraska. Well, sir, first off, thank you for joining us. Do you listen to Owen Troyer often or Alex Jones often? Or what programs do you listen to on InfoWars?
I listen to just about everything and almost every day.
Okay, so I got to ask you, what are your thoughts on what we've covered so far on today's show? Any hot thoughts, any topics, anything you're really passionate you want to share with on the air with the InfoWars Nation?
Yes. I think people are wondering what they can do where they live. You know, they look at an enormous situation that's happening in the nation globally. But what can you do where you live? What can you do in your county? And our founding fathers were really nice. They left us a really good fail-safe, a fallback called the grand jury. And in the Fifth Amendment, it says in that first sentence, which they neglect to teach in school, no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime, which means if you've broken a law and it looks like you might be going to prison or worse, they have to call a grand jury to decide whether that goes to court or not, to indict or not indict. They're not doing that. Very, very rarely do they ever call a grand jury that's not a puppet grand jury or anything. And then you wonder why the prisons are so full. They got to build more prisons because they're crowded. There's too much crime going on. No, that isn't it. They've got a money machine going, and a lot of cases probably would never go into court if the people decided whether it went or not. They judge on the law. Mm. And the facts.
Well, let me say this, sir, because I want to respect you and I want to give you enough runway to kind of conclude your thought there. Final 30 seconds. What else do you want to share with the listeners there, sir?
People need to get together where they're at, form some sort of association, like maybe a committee of safety. That sounds good. Gives everybody warm fuzzies. Start petitioning. go and ask your county attorneys. Nah, don't ask them. Demand that they call a grand jury to investigate why grand juries aren't being called in your county. Take back our courts because they've been taken from us.
Well, sir, I really do appreciate your time, and I'm sorry we have limited time, but again, thank you so much for calling in. I really do appreciate you. If you're out there today and you want to chime in, you have a hot take, feel free to just text in the 918-851-0102. Also, if you're looking for a hot date, you may want to join us on the Reawaken America Tour. Odd segue there, but I'll tell you this. Jackson, we've met now multiple people that have met at the tour who are now married.
Yeah, it's pretty
impressive. We've got 21 of these events, so you know, some people have met, and they go, wow, you're on my team. You're unvaccinated. We share values. And then they started dating. And I know of at least three examples where people got married having met at the Reawaken America Tour. So feel free to join us, folks, October 13th and 14th.
You might
and,
just find a
date. Okay. Yeah. Now, Pastor Jackson, on the Squares of Despair game here, so far you have 3 points, three mega points. And a mega point is not redeemable in this life. So sorry about that. But okay, what's the next Square of Despair, sir?
We've done politics.
Yep.
We've done some biblical stuff.
Yep.
Let's go third row, second over with one of my favorite authors, Robert Kiyosaki. So I have a feeling this will be about finances.
By the way, I just found out I'm going to be on his show here soon.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
They're lowering their broadcast standards, the bottom of the barrel show. After doing thousands of shows, he says, I got to have the worst show ever. I'll be on the Rich Dad, Poor Dad show coming up. Robert Kiyosaki, best-selling author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. His books changed my life, impacted my life greatly. That's Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Here we go.
Where does money come from? All of this. And so it's a foreign concept to most people. But I mean, you know, a dollar used to just be a promissory note. It was a promise that you could redeem that dollar for the equivalent in gold, right? That was what controlled and stabilized currencies. We don't have that anymore. And since 1971, we haven't had that, right? A gold-backed currency. So now your currency is backed by nothing other than the credibility of the issuing government. So you have to ask yourself the question, do you trust the government? And if the answer is no, then why would you trust their currency? Because it's the same thing.
I have directed the Secretary of the Treasury to take the action necessary to defend the dollar against the speculators.
Thank you.
I have directed Secretary Connally to suspend temporarily the convertibility of the dollar into gold or other reserve assets, except in amounts and conditions determined to be in the interest of monetary stability and in the best interest of the United States. Now, what does this action, which is very technical, what does it mean for you? Let me lay to rest the bugaboo of what is called devaluation. If you want to buy a foreign car or take a trip abroad, market conditions may cause your dollar to buy slightly less. But if you are among the overwhelming majority of Americans who buy American-made products in America, your dollar will be worth just as much tomorrow as it is today.
I don't save dollars. I don't save loonies, you know, the Canadian dollars. I don't save yen. I don't save any of that stuff. I save hard. I do mean hard. Gold and silver. And I do own gold mines and silver mines. And the very simple reason is I just don't trust my government.
Citibank announcing that it is now able to convert customers' deposits into digital blockchain-based tokens.
Thank you.
Citi says that this isn't a service that you have to sign up for, even if you want to use it. There's nothing you need to do because it's already built into the payment settlement system. For now, Citi rolled out the pilot for its commercial customers only. But it may be safe to assume that since the system and the infrastructure are already in place, digital deposit tokens may soon be launched for non-business consumers. According to Bloomberg, JP Morgan is exploring private blockchain-based deposit tokens for payment settlement. In the case with large banks, the digital blockchain system is fully 100% controlled by the bank. So effectively, the bank would be able to dictate how, when, and where that cash can be used.
Okay, when Nixon took us off the gold standard, he let us know that he thought through it. and that we're not going to suffer inflation. Any thoughts there, Pastor Jackson? You're the pastor of Sheridan.Church. You're leading pastors for Trump. You know, you also own small businesses. Are you seeing any inflation in your world there, sir?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you know, we're in the middle of a building project right now. And everything is just so much more expensive than our last building project, which was only 4 or 5 years ago. And so everything's way more. And we know that there's inflation. And unfortunately, to your point, Clay, our dollar is no longer what it was. And how do you take down the superpower in the world? You destroy the economic power they have.
You know, and one thing you can do, I mean this sincerely, if you're out there sitting on a bunch of cash and you're any cash and you're going, you know, I don't want to waste my cash or get rid of my cash. Right now, folks, your dollar is losing 0.1% of its value every day.
Yeah.
So every 10 days, your dollar loses 1%. Every 30 days, it loses 3%. So if you've thought about investing in anything, I would recommend you do that. I'm sure the folks at InfoWars have a great show sponsor they recommend for precious metals. We have our own as well. But I would also recommend you stock up on Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's back in stock. It's 25% off. And I got three major benefits for it. One is it won't kill you.
Praise
two,
God.
It's drinkable. Three, it supports InfoWars. So just go to InfoWars, look for the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and come join us on the Reawaken America tour. And I'd make sure you get your tickets before the rapture. Go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. If there is a rapture, there is a no money back, no refund policy. I hope to not be here with you to discuss or debate with you about that. If you get abducted by an alien, that seems par for the course, but you can get those tickets. You can name your price. You can pay any price you want at timetofreeamerica.com. But I believe we're back and we're live here. My name is Clay Clark. I'm hosting, I'm filling in here today for Owen Schroyer. I'm also joined here with Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer. What we're trying to do today is go through the squares of despair to unpack and expose the Great Reset, which is, I personally believe we haven't seen anything yet. I believe that the plan, the nefarious Luciferian plan, is going full tilt. I believe these guys have put lipid nanoparticles inside these COVID-19 shots capable of releasing pathogens. I believe the central bank digital currencies, the programmable central bank digital currencies, are on the way. I believe we're living through Mark chapter 13. I believe we're living through Matthew chapter 24. I believe we're living through Luke chapter 21. And so it says, stop. It's fine. It's fair. So we're going to take a call from a caller here. Ma'am, what is your name? Welcome onto the show.
I'm Sarah from Canada, Communist Canada.
Okay, real quick, to be ridiculous, I'm going to talk to you how I would talk if I was in Minnesota. I grew up in Minnesota, and so I feel like we're kind of kindred spirits here. So, okay, yeah. Don't you know, welcome onto the InfoWars. Hey, you betcha. Okay. So tell us, what's your take there? Don't you know?
Oh, my goodness. There's so much going on, Clay. And I told everything I need to say to your moderator because he's lovely and you hired the right kid. Anyway, so I'm so nervous talking to you. But anyway, I follow you. I follow Alex Jones. And the one thing I wanted to say to give other people hope, I guess, during these trying times, it's really difficult not to become demoralized, you know, because that's their goal. I've been fired since 2021, since I, you know, no jab, no job after 22 years service career as a nurse.
Wow.
I killed my father in the hospital in April of 2020. Isolated him anyway. And then I lost patients. It's a long, you know, the story.
Yeah, right? No. Yeah. It's powerful.
Okay. So, but the only way to get through that is to serve. To serve and to stay on the right side of history and stay part of the remnant and stay close to God. And
now,
otherwise, it's impossible.
I got to ask you this real quick. I got to ask you this. And where in Canada do you live? Like what province or what place? Where are you?
Well, not the worst. I think the east is the worst, but we're close second is BC. So is British Columbia.
Okay, so walk us through, what are some Canadian words that you say that we do not say down here in Oklahoma? So like, as example, you guys say process. You don't say process, you say process. Give us a couple other Canadian words just so that we could benefit from, we can maybe, if we free Canada, we want to be up there and we want to be able to connect with you.
So that he can free Canada.
Give us some more Canadian words, though. What are other Canadian phrases and colloquialisms that you say? Because in Minnesota, like as an example, Jackson, have you ever been to Minnesota?
I have been in Minnesota.
In Minnesota, what you do is no matter who you pass on the road, I don't care how many cars there are, you will wave at every single person. So you drive by and you go, you're driving and you it doesn't matter like how many, and you're going to get arthritis in your finger.
Like even on the highway and things like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you do that. Wow. Another thing is anytime you go to the store to buy anything ever, you say, oh, I went to town. People say, you know, how was your weekend? Oh, I went to town. And then if you go anywhere at all over the weekend that is kind of in nature, it doesn't matter if you went west or east or south, but if you went into nature, you say, oh, I went up north.
And then, like you're from Newfoundland, Canada.
That's how it is. Also in Minnesota, if you tell someone goodbye, Jackson, do you ever have couples over to your house or families over to your house?
Yeah. Yeah.
In Minnesota, what you do is if you're wanting to wrap up dinner like at 7:30, you tell them bye at 7:30, and at 9:30, you're still walking them down the driveway, and you keep one hand on the car to make sure you kind of pat the car to make sure that they go. Yeah. And you say, oh, do you know where you're going? And they go, yeah, I know where I'm going. I got GPS. Oh, what you want to do, though, is turn left up there and ask for a leaf. Oh, he'll know where you're going. And you play that game. You serve rhubarb. You don't make cookies. You cut them into squares. And everything's a hot dish. Doesn't matter what you're serving. Doesn't matter how fancy it is, a wedding or not.
Here.
What's that?
I said it's because it's cold here. It has to be a hot dish.
Oh, you say you want a hot dish, don't you? No. And then you do. Have you ever had a hot dish, Jackson?
Is like what's a hot dish?
That's what you do is you take a can of soup. Tell me if I'm right, Miss Canada. You take a can of soup and some tater tots, and you throw it in with some meat you had a week ago, and that's a hot dish. Am I wrong? Am I getting it wrong?
No, you got it.
Yeah. And then you have rhubarb, which is like. We have rhubarb, which is a weed. It's a weed. You can't kill it. No, it's a weed that grows all the time. So somehow in Minnesota, we've turned it into a dessert. Have you ever had rhubarb?
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, we live on rhubarb in the fall. Yeah.
It didn't matter what moral faux pas that Kirby Puckett participated in. We treated him like a deity. Prince didn't matter how corrupt he was.
Anything you can salvage it, right?
That in Minnesota, and what the other things we would do in Minnesota didn't matter what Prince did, didn't matter how dirty the lyrics were. We would treat him with a certain respect, almost like a church religious leader. There's a lot of things in Minnesota. And the one thing everybody does is they always vote left. I don't care how conservative you are. I don't care how pro-life you say you are. But everybody votes left. Anything else, Ms. Canada, you want to share with us about Canadian colloquialisms or Minnesota colloquialisms there?
I just want to set the record straight for anybody who's listening to the MSM. And I don't think this audience is, but there's a lot of rumors going around that there's the Million March was hateful, and it was anything but hateful. It was beautiful. We way outnumbered the purple-haired people, who I love. But, you know, it wasn't about anti-gay. It was about giving the baton back to the parents, giving the parents back their rights so that they don't have the permission to tell our six-year-olds they have a right to change their gender without the parents.
Hey, real quick. Hey, speaking of not anti-gay, Trudeau, tell us about Trudeau, who's not anti-gay. Who is he dating? What's his name? Who's he dating? What's his name? Tell us who Trudeau's dating right now. Tell us what his name is.
Who's Trudeau dating? I don't know. You tell me.
Oh, don't you know? Okay, thanks. I really do appreciate you. You betcha, oofta. Oh, for cute Bjorn. Okay, you're welcome.
And speaking of Trudeau,
yeah,
you go down, you buy that he's Castro's son.
I don't know. I'm a big facts guy.
It's very compelling.
I'm a big facts guy. I like to focus on the facts, as do you. But if you're out there in Minnesota right now listening, for cute, let's get on back to the squares of despair.
All right, we've been laughing way too much.
Oh, yeah, let's take the room down.
Let's bring it down.
Okay.
Let's go fourth row.
Fourth row.
And then that spirit cooking.
Oh.
I feel like I'm kind of an expert now on this subject matter because I watched a video of yours that was 50 minutes long.
Oh, now real quick. Trudeau, this is a real thing. Trudeau is connected to Klaus Schwab, and you go, okay, World Economic Forum, I get it. You know, you say, wow, the governor of Texas connected to the World Economic Forum, I get it.
Okay.
The head of Ukraine, the Zelensky connected to the World Economic Forum, I get it. I think a lot of people understood that the head of Ukraine, Zelensky, has chosen an outspoken spirit cooker to be his new ambassador to quote unquote help rebuild the schools. Let me hit play here, folks. Here we go. hit and play, feeling the flow, working it. My computer's thinking. I know a lot of people are getting frustrated right now, but we got to rise above it. Here we go. Pay the quarter. Here we go.
Well, welcome to the celebs.com studio at Sundance, sponsored by movie maker Marina Abramović and Matthew Akers. Tell me about the first time you guys met.
It was upstate at her star house, what she calls her star house. And I was immediately seduced. She's are you embarrassed by that?
No. I just was so happy that he actually said the name exactly correct. It's the first time it happened today.
That's true.
Marina Abramović, Marina Abramović, Abramović, which,
in the 90s, Abramović started doing a work she dubbed spirit cooking. Spirit cooking later evolved into a form of dinner party that Abramović occasionally puts on for collectors, donors, and friends. In 2016, spirit cooking became known worldwide after WikiLeaks released emails showing John Podesta, then presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, was invited to participate in this sick and...
Now, again, it's called spirit cooking, and what makes this really disturbing is everything. But in addition to that, it's who is involved in it. I mean, you got Jay-Z involved, you've got Lady Gaga, you got Gwen Stefani, and you start to go, wow, a lot of the people that are on mainstream media...
themes of dehumanization. Humiliation.
Look at this. It's pretty cannibalism. Sick. Oh, come on. It's pretty sick.
One such event inspired by Abramović's work took place in the Hamptons in 2000.
Lady Gaga.
And was appropriately named Devil's Heaven.
Sick.
This sick party featured nude models covered in syrup, sick, which wealthy guests were encouraged to eat off their bodies.
Come on.
Separate scenes included nude men and women running and hiding in the woods.
Oh, come on.
Bodies painted to look like objects and other such degradation. Most
Hugh
disturbingly,
in the house.
Children
job, Hugh.
Attended and witnessed it all. Abramović was front and center, accompanied by Lady Gaga. Other guests included Hugh Jackman, Winona Ryder, and Alan Cumming. These images are from another event in 2011.
Holy crap, we'll be back after the break. All right, my name's Clay Clark. I'm filling in for Owen Schroyer. I'm with Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer from Sheridan.Church, Sheridan.Church. And we were just having a lighthearted conversation about spirit cooking. Oh, boy. We'll talk about that more. But we have a caller. Go ahead, caller. What's your name, sir?
Hello, you stupid little hackable animal. This is Yuval in Ivrea.
Incredible, Yuval. Yuval Noah Harari on the phone. I've been trying to reach you for a long time. Give us some updates. Tell us some encouraging news. What are you working on?
I hear you're talking a lot about me and showing all of my clips on this stupid little show. Thank you for spreading the word, at least, and letting all of the stupid little hackable animals know that they are useless humans.
I appreciate the encouraging word there, Yuval. Yuval, you got any thoughts about your surveillance under the skin technology you've been working on there? You sick, twisted freak.
We do not let ever a good crisis go to waste. The big political and economic question of the 21st century is, what do we do with all of the useless people? And thankfully, COVID is the crisis that is making surveillance go under your skin. Yeah.
Okay, I got to ask you something. This is something I've been observing here, Yuval. Trudeau, I mean, if you ever see the guy sit or walk or talk, you kind of wonder what team he's on, right? You know, and then you look at Klaus Schwab, you wonder what team he's on. You're openly gay. You tell people you're openly gay. You reject the God of your fathers. That's Yuval Noah Harari. Just want to get your thoughts there. Does somebody have to be a blatant sexual deviant to be a part of Team Satan, the World Economic Forum?
Well, when I was a studying rabbi, I realized that I was gay. And then when I realized that I was gay, I was ostracized from being a rabbi. But if only I had AI to tell me that I was gay from the beginning, then everything would have been better.
Real quick career tip. I know you've sold 45 million copies of your book, but if you're looking for a backup career opportunity, I hear that the Patriots are looking to, or not the Patriots, the Packers, the Packers from Green Bay, they're looking to draft not a tight end, but a wide receiver. So thanks a lot, Yuval, for joining us. And okay, we're moving on. Okay. So we're going back into this clip here, spirit cooking.
Dehumanization, humiliation, and even cannibalism. One such event inspired by Abramovich's work took place in the Hamptons in 2013.
What's going on?
And was appropriately named Devil's Heaven.
Zelensky's ambassador.
This sick party featured nude models covered in syrup, which wealthy guests were encouraged to eat their bodies with spoons. Separate scenes included nude men and women running and hiding in the woods, bodies painted to look like objects, and other such degradation. Most disturbingly, children attended and witnessed it all. Abramovich was front and center, accompanied by Lady Gaga. Other guests included Hugh Jackman, Winona Ryder, and Alan Cumming. These images are from another event in 2011, the annual fundraiser gala for the Los Angeles Museum of Contemporary Art, put on by Abramovich.
Decapitated head?
At this event, she made no attempt to hide the cannibalistic theme, as guests ate cakes designed to look like human bodies.
Come on!
Real people's heads.
Get out of here! Stop it!
Low-paid female models were spread nude on the tables as live objects, while tickets went for $25,000, $50,000, $100,000. For those sitting at
there's
the round
Will
table,
not Will Ferrell.
Ticket holders like then-California Governor Jerry Brown and Will Ferrell, the centerpieces...
Look, just what is going on, Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer? What's the significance of, I hit the wrong button, my bad, for the people in the studio are saying, you're fired, don't hit that button, I hit the wrong button, sorry, studio guys. What's the significance of the head of Ukraine choosing an ambassador who's an open spirit cooker? And again, I apologize for the guys back there in the studio. I promised I wouldn't hit the button, I hit the button.
You hit the button. So the billions, or what are we at now in giving to Ukraine?
$115 billion plus, last time I saw.
And this is the individual... that is the ambassador now?
Yeah.
Is she from Ukraine?
Marina Abramovich, her actual lineage, where she's from and who she's connected to, it's very murky. And I don't want to comment out of ignorance on that today, but okay. I can tell you she's an open spirit cooker. And
she's very weird.
Not hiding what she does.
Oh, not at all.
Team Satan, folks. If you're out there and you want to join Team Jesus and not Team Satan, go to TimeToFreeAmerica.com and request tickets for the Reawaken America Tour. If you use promo code InfoWars today, you have a chance to win a backstage pass. TimeToFreeAmerica.com. All right, my name is Clay Clark. I'm filling in for Owen Schroyer. I'm joined with Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer. We're playing a game show no one wants to play called the Squares of Despair, where you could pick the square. So far, I think it's lived up to the hype. I mean, nobody wanted it. We gave it to them. Here we are. And so you can pick the square. If you pick the square right and your reaction happens to be on point, we give you mega points. So far, you have 4 mega points. Also, if you want to join in and chime in and react to any of the clips that we play, we'd love to hear from you. You can text my number, 918-851-0102. 918-851-0102. Sir, what is the square of despair you want to choose now?
All right, let's, just because I'm kind of interested, because I'm not sure what we're going to find out, let's go to the bottom row.
Bottom row.
And let's go Operation Warp Speed.
Now, again, for anybody out there who doesn't know, I'm a huge President Donald J. Trump supporter and a huge person who's very concerned about Operation Warp Speed. I will openly speak out against Operation Warp Speed, the shots. I could not disagree more with anybody than the people that are pushing Operation Warp Speed. I believe those COVID-19 shots were the result of President Trump being lied to day in, day out. I believe President Trump was lied to by the NIH, by the CDC, by Big Pharma, by Fauci, by Birx. I believe President Donald J. Trump was lied to. That has been my stance the entire time. But let me hit play here. This is Operation Warp Speed, folks. Look at this logo.
Now, you may be aware that on March 26, 2020, Microsoft was granted with a patent for a cryptocurrency system based on human body activity. Let that sink in for a second. A way to control your digital currency soon to come if you haven't been getting in line for your routine shots. And take a look at this. It has the patent number, publication number, WO2020-060606. Now, alongside this patent, there's also Operation
Warp Speed
on the screen here, a public and private partnership initiated by the United States government to facilitate and accelerate the development, manufacturing, and distribution of the emergency medicine, which launched on May 15th, 2020. So let's look at the logo here. The devil is in the details. It has the Anta Corona. Anta means inner. And Corona means instrument or function. Therefore, the word anti-corona can be understood as inner organ. inner functions or inner instrument, a concept in Hindu philosophy referring to the totality of the mind, including the thinking faculty, the sense of I-ness, and the discriminating faculty. You see the three hooks top right? Those hooks represent the Hebrew letter Vav, which is the sixth letter. Three of them makes 666.
You may be an atheist, and you may not believe in Holy Scripture, but that does not change the fact that the mark of the beast is upon us. For those unfamiliar with the mark of the beast, it comes from Revelation 13 in the Bible.
One day in the future, everything will be traceable.
That's right. And that's, you know, this is where being raised an Episcopalian in the book of Revelation is going to, as a Christian, you're going to read it. This is where I get scared because it's too similar to the mark of the beast. It's too similar to exactly what it says. You won't be able to trade. You won't be able to do anything unless you have the mark, unless you bear the mark. So
what is that, that in that term, in the, how is that described? How is the mark of the beast described in the Bible? We should read it. Because I think you're onto something.
We're now officially podcasting. This is it. We're opening up the book of Revelations. We're in now. Yeah. The mark of the beast. It's like you can't do anything. You can't sell. You can't. If you don't take the mark, you're. I mean, that's that. Like, if you remove the ability to trade currency in a private way,
yeah,
you now can. You are now controlled. You are now monitored. That's mm-hmm. like or.
Then I saw another beast rising out of the earth. It had two horns like a lamb, and it spoke like a dragon. It exercises all the authority of the first beast in its presence and makes the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast whose mortal wound was healed. It performs great signs, even making fire come down from the heaven to earth in front of people. And by the signs that it allowed to work in the presence of the beast, it deceives those who dwell on earth, telling them to make an image for the beast that was wounded by the sword and yet lived. And it was allowed to give breath to the image of the beast so that the image of the beast might even speak and might cause those who would not worship the image of the beast to be slain. It also causes all, both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and slave, to be marked on the right hand or the forehead so that no one can buy or sell unless he has the mark. That is the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the one who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
Trending today at 6:23, a British company has an idea that would let you ditch your wallet or purse and still be able to pay for things. But as you can imagine, not everyone's on board with this one.
And here's why. They're selling microchips to implant under your skin. The company WalletMore says the $300 chip is the size of a grain of rice. You'd most likely have it implanted in your hand. And once it's activated, you can use it at a checkout by just swiping your hand over the card reader.
I would love this because I never know where my debit card is. Yeah. I'm in one of their wallets. So if I could put it right in my hand, I'd be happy about it.
Oh, man, I'm surprised with that. But hey, more sunrise ahead of 6:30.
I mean, COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
Okay, Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, how do you break down what you're hearing, what you're seeing? How do you break down that square of despair, sir?
Joe Rogan read the Bible.
On his show? Like,
that's a big deal.
Yeah.
So I think even people that, you know, maybe not devout Christians or things like that, I think they even realize, man, this is awfully similar, right? Because everyone's heard the story, you know, buy, sell, or trade without the mark, 666, everyone, whether you're Christian, non-Christian. And so I think there are people who are just like, this is awfully similar. And if it's not the mark, it is preparation for the mark. And so I think something to point out, Clay, though, because with Operation Warp Speed, you remember who was appointed the head of Operation Warp Speed? It was Mike Pence
Mike Pence was the head of operations.
Warp speed.
I can say is right now you've got a situation where I believe President Trump was lied to at scale. Yes. And I believe President Trump, when he was in the White House, I personally believe this, and I've heard this from many people that were close to him at the time, including Peter Navarro, including Kash Patel. You know, you have the NIH, National Institutes of Health, you have the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, you have Big Pharma, Pfizer, Fauci, Burks. They've all been planning this for years.
Yeah.
And they had already practiced and rehearsed what they were going to say, event 201, et cetera. Those are the things we know about. I mean, right. What are they working on that we don't know about? And they were committed to implementing the Great Reset. And the Great Reset involves putting RNA, modifying nanotechnology under the skin of every single person. That's a Great Reset consists of this vision, this plan to put RNA modifying nanotechnology under everyone's skin so you can't buy or sell without it. The World Economic Forum, their logo is 666. I mean, it's an obvious agenda. It's in our face right now. And if you're out there today and you're not down with the Great Reset and you want to help save this republic, one thing you can do right now is you can go to timetofreeamerica.com. That's timetofreeamerica.com. I'll pull it up for you right here, folks. Timetofreeamerica.com. And if you use promo code InfoWars today when you buy a ticket, you're going to be entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass. And you might say, well, why is that fun? It's fun because you're going to meet Kash Patel, General Flynn, Mike Lindell, Laura Trump, Eric Trump. We've had Owen Troyer, Alex Jones on the tour. It's a great time.
Roseanne's
been there. Jim Brewer. You get a chance to go back there and meet some of the people that are on the front lines. And the reason why I let everybody name their price is because I want this event to be affordable for you. I want you to have access to the truth. I want you to be able to bring your kids, bring your mom, bring your dad. Get those tickets right now at timetofreeamerica.com. Trump Doral's where the venue where we're going to host the event, but you can stay at whatever hotel you want to be at. A lot of people will stay across the street at the Holiday Inn or wherever you want to be. But again, get those tickets today. Request those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. And also, I'm trying to pay some bills. So if you're out there today and you want to help support InfoWars, I told the InfoWars team I'd help them out here. There's a product that's been very popular. It's called the Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And this product, let me read some of the ingredients here. It has vitamins, C, D, E, B12, calcium, magnesium, not mRNA, zinc, selenium, not graphene oxide, glutamine, not mRNA. It's great stuff there, folks. You can get those right now at InfoWars.com, InfoWars.com, and you get 25% off for a limited time. It also won't kill you. It's drinkable, and it supports InfoWars. Get that product right now online. We'll see you right back after. All right, my name's Clay Clark. I'm filling in for Owen Troyer here, right here on the InfoWars program, The War Room. And I'm joined with Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer. And for anybody who wants to follow Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer's work, you go to Sheridan.Church, Sheridan.Church. I like to share the story, and maybe you like it when I share it, I don't know. But this is a story I like to share. You know, when the Great Reset happened, when the lockdowns happened, if you can think back, folks, where you were, I was raising five kids, and I had built a successful company. I built a successful business, and what I would do is I'd go to work, and then I would come home, and I'll just show you where I used to work at. This is the Riverwalk and Jinx. I had an office. We were one of the largest commercial tenants there at the Riverwalk and Jinx, and I had built a successful company, and I would go to work. I try to get to work around, I wake up around 3, try to get to work around 5, try to be the first, you know, car in the parking lot. That's just kind of the way that I would flow, the way I would go. This was my office back in the day, and I would work, and then I'd go home. I would drive home, and I'd get home and hang out with my wife and my kids and hop in the hot tub, swim in the pool, and call it a night. That was my thing. I never missed a Patriots game. I always just went to work, and I'd drive over here, and I'd head over here to Broken Arrow, get off here somewhere, and I would find myself enjoying my backyard. And it was great. It was great. I enjoyed America, enjoyed American freedoms. So I was very happy. And then I started hearing people reach out to me, and they said, Clay, we listened to your podcast, the Thrive Time Show podcast. And at that time, you know, we'd had Guy Kawasaki on the show and Wolfgang Puck and Sharon Lecter, Robert Kiyosaki, big names. And they would say, well, how am I supposed to keep my business open if I'm forced to be closed? And I thought, well, you just got to stay open, because if you close, you won't be open. That was my answer.
Yeah.
And
business.
And so then I kept hearing more and more about lockdowns and lockdowns and lockdowns. So I researched the following things that everybody needs to know. I discovered that the models that said 2.2 million people would die, those were false. I discovered that the polymerase chain reaction tests were falsely calibrated to inflate the cases. Then I discovered that COVID-19 was 100% treatable with budesonide. At that time, I discovered that COVID-19 was 100% treatable with hydroxychloroquine before the lockdown, because it was on the NIH website. Then we later discovered budesonide because of Dr. Richard Bartlett and then ivermectin. And so I knew the models are false, the PCR tests are false, the treatments are real. And probably the big whopper, the big one for me, and I'm going to put this on the screen here, is I found that the system and method for testing for COVID-19, look at this, folks, the system and method for testing for COVID-19 was patented in 2015. So I met the, I'm not going to mention the guy's name, but I went and met with my senior pastor. And I said, hey, pastor, models are false, PCR tests are false, treatments are real. This pandemic can't suspend Hebrews 10:25.
Right.
And to my shock, I found that the pastor did not agree with me on this idea that we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as ye see the day approaching. So I went to another church, and it was mask day at that church. Everybody wore a mask, and you walked in, and the greeters were like, sir, you'll need to wear a mask. They're wearing masks. They're elbow greeting you instead of shaking hands. And the praise and worship leader, I'm not kidding, was wearing a mask, and I'm going, this can't happen.
It's difficult to hear.
And this is all pre-awakening for me. So I said, kids, we are getting the out of here. And my wife's like, please don't curse the church. I'm like, no, we are getting the out of here. So we get out in the parking lot and I'm like, kids, what you saw was a mother and an abomination. Okay. That was an absolute, and there's no way I'm going to put up with this. And I am just, this is complete. My wife's like, honey, stop. And I'm like, no, that pastor is crap. The other pastor's crap too. I'm going to just watch another church online. I'm going to watch Sheridan Church. That's what I'm going to do. And they're like, dad's lost his mind. He's going Griswold. And it's because I had seen your sermons and I knew that you didn't lock down.
Yeah.
And you just kept right on going despite the threats of arrest and that kind of thing.
Right.
And that was when I discovered Sheridan Church. So I was doing this thing called church cheating, which I encourage everybody else out there to do right now if your pastor went woke. So I was still tithing to that church, but I was going somewhere else in search of a place that would teach the truth.
Yeah.
And so I sued the mayor of Tulsa. I turned my building into a church. And so people can understand this complicated relationship. Every single Thursday night, we have what's called the Remnant Church here, where we bring in guest pastors. And Pastor Leon Benjamin is a senior pastor. And he often will stream to about 20,000 people every Thursday, which is so crazy to me. He'll reach a large audience there. You go to rumble.com, search for Remnant Church. You can find it. It'll be every Thursday night. So tonight, actually, at 6:30. And then I started going to your church. And it has been so good for my family to be at a church where the pastor is passionate about the research that you put into every sermon. I'd love just to share, see if you could share, what kind of things do you talk about at Sheridan.Church and what kind of resources do you provide there?
Yeah. So, well, thank you so much for all the compliments. Yep. And, you know, for me, I do series that are, you know how you have like the 4-part series?
Yeah.
We do like 52 parts.
You like a 50 part series on Genesis,
yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah. And so we're doing the book of Acts right now, right?
Right.
And so we're going verse by verse through the book of Acts. And, we've been at it now 22 weeks and wow. We still have not finished chapter 5. So you can kind of get the gist of
you. And the thing is a lot of people, we get the Bible. And I'm gonna give an example, folks. Let's pull up the Bible here. Let's go up to Thessalonians, okay? And let's get ourselves encouraged a little bit. So maybe someone says, I want it to be more negative. Okay, we can go to negative, but 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 through 17. Okay. So a line by line says, for the Lord himself, who?
The Lord
himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
That's good stuff.
Now, this is what I find, through repetition and preaching and teaching and understanding the context, which is what you do, you can really get to a place where you know the Bible.
Well, yeah, repetition produces what I call revelation. So people want revelation about the Bible, right?
Right.
Well, revelation comes through repetition of being familiar, and biblical illiteracy in our nation is at an all-time high. And so, yeah, we just take our time going chapter by chapter, verse by verse. And to my surprise, because I was told that is not how you're to preach.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I was told, don't
you break all the rules.
You don't do that. And to my surprise, people love that. They really just want to learn about. And then what happens, Clay, as you know, as we're going through the Bible, guess what is brought up? The issues that we face today, because the Bible transcends all cultures, all times. The same things that people in the past dealt with are the same things that we're dealing with. And so they'll say, oh, you're a political preacher. No, I'm a biblical preacher, because those issues are not political. those issues are biblical issues, and they just come up as you read the Bible.
Hey, folks, if you haven't found Sheridan Church, find it on YouTube, find it on Rumble, subscribe, Sheridan.Church. We have a caller that just called in, folks. And if you want to interact here on the War Room, you can just text the number 918-851-0102, 918-851-02. Go ahead, caller. What say you?
Hi, Clay. How are you doing, first of all?
I'm fired up. What's your name?
Oh, Nina. Nina from Ohio.
Nina, do you mind if I keep you through the break? You sound like a fantastic person.
No, I'm with you. I got a lot to say.
Well, tell us this. Tee up your first hot take before we go to break. Tell us, what do you want to talk about here when we come back after the break?
I'd like to talk about Trump, if that's okay.
Sure.
About Trump and a few things that he did that I just can't get on board with.
That is great. And you're Nina from Ohio, right?
Yes. And I was at the Reawaken tour when you guys came with Ohio. It was wonderful. Thank you so much for doing this.
Let's do this real quick. I'm going to put the phone down just for a second using phone put down technology. I'm going to bring you back right after the break there. And if you're listening right now and you want to join us on the Reawaken America tour featuring Cash Patel, General Flynn, Mike Lindell, Alina Haba, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, Jim Brewer, Roseanne, Simone Gold, Team America. All you got to do is go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. And you can name your price, which is low, low price, and get those tickets today at timetofreeamerica.com. Miami, Florida, bring the kids, folks, October 13th and 14th. Get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com, and through repetition, you have revelation. So, and again, once again, it is timetofreeamerica.com. One more time, timetofreeamerica.com. One more time, timetofreeamerica.com. All right, my name is Clay Clark. I'm filling in for Owen Schroyer. And for everybody who doesn't know, I'm a father of five kids. If you go to thrivetimeshow.com, that's my website, thrivetimeshow.com. A lot of people know me from the Reawaken America tour, but I want just to take a brief second, go to thrivetimeshow.com, and I want to show you what I do, because I think everybody out there just needs some discovery. We need to kind of look underneath the rock and go, where did this guy come from? So you go to thrivetimeshow.com. What I've done is I started a company back in the day called DJConnection.com. And for anybody out there that doesn't know this, I'm not connected to the company anymore. I sold it well over 10 years ago, and I built this company. We were doing about 4,000 events a year before I sold it. And I was, at the time, I was about 26, 27 years old when I arranged the deal to sell the company. And then I built a massive bridal show called the Tulsa Wedding Show, Tulsa Bridal Show. I also started a company called Party Perfect, which was later acquired by a company called Party Pro. I started a company called EpicPhotos.com. And I discovered that I was pretty good at building companies. I figured out, you know what? I'm pretty good at building, businesses. That's what I do. And so I'm just showing you an example here so you guys can see real companies that I built. And I thought, you know, I like this. It's like something I enjoy doing. So some people like playing the piano. Some people like playing golf. I like, you know, starting companies. So I build these companies and sell them. And then somebody reached out to me and they said, hey, could you help me grow my dentistry? And I thought, oh, you know, I think being a disc jockey for the teeth is something I could handle. I was a disc jockey. You know, being a disc jockey is kind of similar to being a dentist. If you look at the workflow, and someone says, I don't know what a workflow is. I'll show you in just a second, folks. Then I, you know, started working with some dentists and some lawyers and some doctors. I just kept doing this. And now today, if you go to thrivetimeshow.com, I work with 160 clients. And my average client will usually double in the first year I work with them. And that's what I do. And I charge a flat rate. I charge $1,700 and then a small percentage of the growth. And I enjoy it, and I've been doing it forever. And I had no aspirations to really grow the business at all. And I really don't today. I just like what I do. But I just want to show you guys an example. And so what I do, if you go to thrivetimeshow.com/millionaire, you can download my books for free, thrivetimeshow.com/millionaire, and you can download those books. And these books that I'm writing are irrelevant if you don't have freedom, right? Mm. And so I've enjoyed the freedoms, but I've always thought, you know, I grew up poor. I'd like to help people that grew up poor. And so if you go to thrivetimeshow.com, you can download my books, and I have workshops I do every 2 months. I've done a business workshop every 2 months since 2005. So that's 18 years, actually 19 years. And if you go to page 5 of my newest book, you go to thrivetimeshow.com/millionaire. You can download my newest book, A Millionaire's Guide, How to Become Sustainably Rich. Page 5, I walk you through what's called a workflow. And whenever you're building a business, there's 14 core systems that you have to master. And once you master those systems, it can create time freedom and financial freedom. And that's because we have freedom and capitalism in America. And that's kind of my background. And I feel like God arrested my attention and said, hey, you know, keep helping your clients, but you got to fight back against the Great Reset. So I, every day with my schedule, for anybody out there that wants to see my schedule, maybe someone says I don't, that's okay. But this is my schedule.
Oh, they need to see your schedule.
And this is my schedule. So here we are doing InfoWars. I had to move a lot of stuff to make it happen. But my typical day, this is what my days look like. And I book myself in half-hour blocks, and I usually do about 40 interviews a week-ish, and I work with about 40 client interactions a week. And my workday starts at 3 a.m., and I wrap up at 6 virtually every single day, 6 days a week. And that's my normal. And I just say that because everybody out there, some people are saying, I don't have time to help fight back. I don't have time to stop the Great Reset. I don't have time to get involved. I don't care if you're a pastor, you're a preacher, you're a teacher. Everybody has time to get involved and to expose the truth. And we have a caller out here that has some hot takes. So I think she has multiple takes. So we're going to go take by take. Go ahead, caller. What's your name and what are your hot takes?
Okay. My name is Nina and I'm from Ohio. And I have a few issues with Trump.
Let's do one at a time.
Okay. First of all, Operation Warp Speed. Okay, two, rolling out 5G.
Let's go with Operation Warp Speed first. I would call, I'd like to rename it as Operation Jackassery, if you're okay with that. I don't know if you...
I'm absolutely great with that.
Okay, so we're on the same page. We don't agree with Operation Warp Speed. I want you to know this. You don't have to agree with me. I know a lot of the people close to President Trump, a lot of them now, and virtually all of them have told me that the speakers on the tour, like Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Rashid Batar, may he rest in peace, Dr. Zelenko, opened their eyes to the mRNA modifying nanotechnology. And I've even seen Peter Navarro on multiple shows, including the Patrick Bet David show, as well as our show, and on stage call out the shots for not being vaccines at all. I've heard Kash Patel reverse course. And so my prayers are that everybody close to Trump, including Trump, would wake up to that. That's my thoughts on that. What's your next take?
Okay. Next take is rolling out 5G in 3 months without regulations.
Okay, let's talk about 5G. Five is penta, G is gram. Would you agree that 5G is pentagram? Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah, see, I and for anybody out there, I put the phone down just for a second, just because you're super right. If you go to timetofreeamerica.com, /revelation. By the way, folks, we do have a business conference in December, so if the rapture happens first, we won't have our business conference, but if you want to attend, it is awesome, and you can always name your price for those events. You go to timetofreeamerica.com /revelation. We click on the red button, so timetofreeamerica.com. Wait, do you click on the red button? The red button. What color? Red button. Click on the red button, and then you can see all the patents. And so all these patents, at the end of the day, they all have a connection to 5G.
Yeah.
So this vaccine nanotechnology, hard pass. And you go, well, what? You click here. The nano coronavirus recombinant vaccine taking graphene oxide as a carrier. Hard pass. You say here, what about this one? This is a good one here. This right here is the methods and systems of prioritizing treatments and vaccinations. Look at this. It receives information about a subject that analyzes a score. It generates a score, optionally allocates in the score group, and then recommends vaccinating according to the group score. And this is their diagram. Look, it's a super spreader. Oh, no. Not a super spreader. Look at the super spreader. Not a super spreader. Super spreader. Not a super spreader. Crazy. So, again, 5G, pentagram, hard pass. What else? What other issues do you have, ma'am? So far, you're 2 for 2.
Okay, so number three, he worked with the Democrats with the CDC to look into gun violence, gave the CDC a bunch of money to look into gun violence. Okay.
Did you say into gay violence?
No, gun violence.
Oh, gun violence. I'm sorry. I thought you said gay violence. I don't know about that. Okay, so you're with the. Now, again, I don't know what you're saying is true or not true. Give me just 1 second. I'm just going to pull this up. I know that Congress is working on H.R. 666 and HR 666 says there's 4 sixes and then 3 sixes. I keep doing the four. Give me 1 second. And so you look at this legislation and you go, what? So you look at the Congress right now is working on legislation that would merge the Centers for Disease Control and a National Center on Anti-Racism for Violence Prevention.
And how are those related?
With our government. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what else? What are you? So far, I think you're batting 3 for 3. You're on fire.
Okay. One more, and then I'll leave Trump alone.
Okay.
He called everybody for January 6th. Right. Listen, I voted for Trump. I thought Trump was the way.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
I did. All right. I never voted in my life. He was the first person I've ever voted for in my whole entire life. Not one. Never. Yep. Okay. I didn't even watch the news. Anyway, so he told everybody, come for January 6th. We're going to the Capitol, blah, 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 right? Well, guess what? Everybody went to the Capitol, but he didn't. He skedaddled out the back. So why? Why all these things, right? You know what I mean? And, like,
I think, you know, I voted for him. I didn't want these Democrats in anywhere,
yeah.
Okay, because that is not the way.
Well,
but I feel like both sides are like,
hey,
like
real quick, you're on fire. You have to stay. I want you back during the break. You are great. Can you stay back for the break after the break, Ms. Ohio?
I got a lot to say.
I like it. Okay, give me just one sec. So, President Trump, folks, for anybody out there that doesn't know, I am absolutely a supporter of President Donald J. Trump. When you look at the playing field, let me just give you an example. We got Joe Biden.
Yep.
You're a pastor. Anything wrong with Joe Biden? You go, anything wrong with him? Is his son?
Are we talking
his laptop? His son's
cognitive
laptop?
Issues? Are we talking
his ability to speak?
Moral issues?
Okay, so Joe Biden, hard pass.
Yeah, hard pass.
Then you go to the Republican side and you look at Vivek Ramaswamy. I'm going to talk about him after the break. This guy, Ramaswamy. It's not Vivek, folks. It's not Vivek. A lot of people get confused. You got to rise above that, folks. You can't just say convenient stuff like the fake Ramaswampy. You can't just label
his name. Oh, it sets him up.
Well, this guy teamed up with Pfizer recently. Okay, so his company Roivant, which has lost over $3 billion, just teamed up with Pfizer to roll out a new technology.
Is he a pharmaceuticals guy?
It's a new form of medicine, quote unquote, that has a technology called Vant AI inside it. So we're talking about putting AI inside medicine. Hard pass, but that's Vivek, not Vivek. Ramaswamy, not Ramaswampy, folks. You can learn more about that. Again, get those tickets for the Reawaken America Tour in beautiful Trump Doral, Miami, Florida at time2freeamerica.com. That's time2freeamerica.com. All right, my name's Clay Clark, and we're back here on the incredible War Room filling in for Owen Schroyer. Again, my name's Clay Clark. That's Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer. And we're playing this game here called the Squares of Despair, where we're breaking down the news of the day, letting Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer pick a square, then pontificate, break down what it is that he's seeing there. If you want to learn more about Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, you go to Sheridan.church. You go to Sheridan.church. Let me pull it up here for you. That's Sheridan.church. No, nope, that's not the right website. This is Sheridan.church. That's where you go. You can hear. When do you preach? What days of the week are you preaching?
I preach Saturday nights in Oklahoma City. We have campus there. Yep. Sunday mornings, 10 o'clock.
I watched that
Tulsa.
One. Yep.
And Wednesday nights, Bible study, Book of Daniel.
You almost ruined my night last night. I tried to go to bed at 9.
Yeah.
And my kids, they had some sort of cheerleading or something. I don't know. Dance lessons. There's all that going on. I tell my kids, I'm going to bed at 9. I'll see you guys tomorrow. I'm going to bed at 9. So I go to bed at 9, you know, and then I don't know if someone sent me like your Daniel series. They go, oh, you'd love this. And I'm going, because it's good stuff. But
you haven't even got to the good part yet.
No, every one of your sermons is like an hour that causes me to go down another rabbit trail of Daniel. What were you talking about last night?
So last night was Daniel in the lion's den, the famous story where Daniel gets thrown in the lion's den for refusing to pray to the king. And so after chapter 6, then chapter 7 is where it gets all Antichrist and false prophet and all that kind of stuff.
Were you okay? Were you doing a LGBTQ affirmation conference like Andy Stanley? Were you doing that? Is that something you're doing?
No. In fact, we may pick a square.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I pick a square?
Let's pick the square. Yeah.
Let's go with the bottom row. Yeah. Yep. That one right there.
Okay. We'll play this square, and then we're going to take a call from our caller here. Here we go. I'm in play. Go on the flow. Now, folks, again, my computer goes at a speed slower than I can think. You know, so we got to just take a second. Got to wait for it, folks.
Pause.
Just
got to
let it happen.
Well, an upcoming conference hosted by Andy Stanley's Church for Ministry Leaders and Parents of LGBTQ Children is being called a clear and tragic departure from biblical Christianity by prominent evangelical leaders who say the lineup of speakers reveals the event's true theological position. Stanley's North Point Community Church is in Georgia.
I just want to know, at this conference, how much of the conference does he have to explain to the audience where the entrances and exits are? And, like, it clear up any confusion. Like, guys, these are the entrances. The problem is you guys are trying to go in the exit. And that's the problem. Think about the fire precautions with that group of people.
Got to have like several fire marshals.
Got to say, guys, that's an exit. Don't go in there. Okay. All right. Do you have any reaction to Andy Stanley?
I do, because it's actually sad. Now, anybody could have seen this coming.
Yeah.
Because
Captain Lockdown.
Know, he just slow. And, you know, Andy Stanley was the big proponent of teaching preachers to not use the term "the Bible says."
That was
one of his big things.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah. Teaching preachers that you don't say "the Bible says" because not everyone believes in the Bible.
Sandy Stanley.
And so you can see this coming, but it's really sad. And you know, I think he waited until his father Charles Stanley, who was a great Bible teacher until Charles Stanley passed away. And now you can just kind of see the slippery slope. And you look at the lineup of speakers play. I don't know if you've seen the lineup of speakers, but
slippery slope.
It's a very slippery slope that Andy Stanley. It's unfortunate. It's sad. It's very sad, but it's also goes to show you that we're living in very different times. And even in the church world.
Andy Stanley, just unbelievable. I just that guy, Andy Stanley. Okay, folks, if you're out there and you're looking at going to Andy Stanley's church, don't. Okay. And so go ahead, Carr. What's your name and what's your take?
I'm back.
Miss Ohio. Okay, yeah. Tell us your name one more time for people just tuning in. Tell us your name and where you're from.
Nina from Ohio.
Okay, what's your hot take there, caller?
Okay, I was just curious of what you thought about what I said about all these things that Trump did before he left.
I don't agree. I don't disagree with anything you just said. This is where my take is.
I want to know what your reasoning is for still supporting him, though.
Oh, well, you know what you're doing here. You're asking good questions. That's what you're doing. So let me just share. I'm gonna put the phone down. You'll still hear my voice. I'm just gonna pull up some examples. And if my producer can pull up some stuff here, I would like to show some examples, okay, of things that I'm working through. I'm 42 years old. I'm working through these things. Okay, working through the things. Okay. So here we go. I used to watch every single New England Patriots game. Every single game. I was so obsessive. Every single Sunday, I would do a watch party and the world would stop. I would say, nothing can be discussed other than the Patriots. I would dress up like the Patriots, watch the Patriots. I would cook seafood. It was a whole thing. And because of Patriots, New England, the whole thing. Okay, but then they started kneeling for the flag.
Uh-oh.
And I started going, So I had to stop. Then I love music. I love music so much. I was a former DJ, you know? So I'm listening to my favorite songs and I'm listening to like Luther Vandross and the song, you know, Let Me Hold You Tight. Okay. So Let Me Hold You Tight. And I started going, I think this song's about a one night stand. And now that I know that, cause I'm more aware, I cannot listen to it.
Yeah.
And then I started going, well, you know what? I'll just watch some movies. I can't do my music. I can't do the Patriots, but at least I can watch some movies. Let me watch. And so, you know, who didn't like Forrest Gump, right?
Sure.
And then people are sending me the clips about Tom Hanks. And I'm going, come on. I can't watch Tom Hanks. Can't watch Luther. Can't watch Patriots. Just fine. What I'll do is I'm just going to go to the store and just find something to eat. And then people are going, do you know the genetically modified food? And I'm like, just stop. Stop.
So you lost everything.
Well, then I had a guy in my work to my office. Okay. And he worked for a certain police department.
Okay.
And he was a volunteer, wanted to help us. I said, dude, we got to talk to the police about this. We got to talk to the local sheriffs, you know, in your county. We got to do it. He goes, you know that most of the sheriffs, not all, but a lot of them are Freemasons. And I'm going,
it's not good.
What? Freemasons? Because for anybody out there that doesn't know, in the Tower of Babel in the Bible, okay, God tried to stop Nimrod from building the Tower of Babel.
Right.
And when Nimrod lost while trying to build the Tower of Babel, he then fled to Ur, changed his name to Gilgamesh. And as the Euphrates River is dried up, they're finding the remains of Gilgamesh. And Yuval Noah Harari was working on Operation Gilgamesh when he was discovered by Barack Obama.
Right.
So the Masons have a G in their logo to symbolize Gilgamesh. So I'm going, man, I can't even talk to some of the police. Man, I can't watch sports. Can't go to the store. I'm just going to read this book. And that book was the Bible. Because there was so many. And you actually were the problem for that. You actually
pretty
said
good alternative.
You said during one of your sermons, you said, Clay, you said to your audience, but you're talking to me. It made me angry. You're talking to hundreds of people, but I'm just thinking you're attacking me. And I'm an avid reader. And you said that when you many good books can keep people from reading the great book.
Yeah.
And I thought, a jerk. And so now all I do is read the Bible. So back to your question, ma'am, I feel like I'm on a mission from God specifically to communicate the truth of the gospel to President Donald J. Trump and his closest inner circle. And that is what I am on a mission to do, because I think he is the...
I know exactly what you're saying. I hear you, because I am a woman of God and I am in the Bible myself.
So that's what I feel like I'm called to do.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you. And I know exactly what you're saying to me.
So that's what I'm doing.
Let me interject on supporting President Trump.
Yeah.
So we recognize that President Trump is not Jesus Christ, all right? So he is not God. He is not all-knowing. So President Trump is a man.
Okay.
And President Trump has counselors that he listens to, right? And people that are in his ear. And so when we're talking about Operation Warp Speed, Clay, you just went through all the different agencies and Mike Pence, who is actually leading that. And Mike Pence is the vice president. And, you know, we thought Pence was behind Trump, and then we discover he wasn't. And so not everything that President Trump did was probably the right thing, but you have to realize he is a man. He has people that is in his ear. And now I believe, Clay, and I think you can attest to this, the people that are in his inner circle are so much better than the people that were in the circles from 2016 to 2020.
And I'm telling you, I agree with 95% of his choices. Yep. So many things, you know, rebuilding the wall, deregulating the economy. And by the way, folks, if you're listening today, my good friend Peter Navarro here. My good friend Peter Navarro, if you go to givesendgo.com/Navarro, my good friend Peter Navarro is really the author of The Trump Economy, okay? Peter Navarro. And Peter Navarro is a guy who they arrested him for refusing to give up executive privilege. And so Peter Navarro, I told Peter I'm not going to stop talking about his legal defense fund until he hits his goal. So if you're out there today and you want to win a backstage pass to the Reawaken America Tour, Trump Doral, which will be October 13th and 14th, here's what you got to do right now, okay? Right now, you got to go to givesendgo.com/Navarro and donate anything at all to support my good friend Peter Navarro. And once you do that, if you'll text proof of donation to my phone number, 918-851-0102. Just text proof of donation. You're entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass. Help my good friend Peter Navarro, the man who arguably wrote The Trump Economy, called for the deregulation of the economy. And again, President Trump is where I'm going to be taking my vote. That's where I'm going to take my support. I'm on a mission to surround him with the best people possible. And if you go to pastorsfortrump.com, pastorsfortrump.com, you can learn more about President Donald J. Trump and the pastors that are teaming up to support him all across this nation. President Donald J. Trump is America's best hope to save this republic. And again, folks, if you want to support President Trump, go to pastorsfortrump.com. That's pastorsfortrump.com. Stay tuned. All right, my name is Clay Clark. I'm joined with Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer. We're playing Squares of Despair, a game that nobody wanted to play, but we're playing here. We're going through the news of the day. I've broken it down into what I believe to be 25 clips that everybody needs to know. We'll see if we have time to get through all of them. And again, if you want to join the program, you want to call in. We had a wonderful lady from Ohio that just called in with multiple hot takes. You can just text in 918-851-0102. You can join the show. That's 918-851-0102. And before we go to our next square, we have some bills we need to pay here at the InfoWars. Alex Jones, Owen Troyer, perhaps two of the most persecuted voices in the world right now. And if you want to support the program, all you got to do is find the Vitamin Mineral Fusion product on the InfoWars store, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion product. It's a drink powder. Basically, it's filled with vitamins that you need to have, that your body needs to have, vitamin C, D, E, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium. It's been out of stock for a long time, but it's now back. So you got 25% off discount and three added benefits. It won't kill you. It's drinkable and it supports InfoWars. So again, folks, get that today there. And now we're moving on here. What's the next square of despair you want to choose there, sir?
Can I call an audible real quickly?
Yeah, sure.
Because I see a square on another screen that we didn't get to.
Oh, Vivek.
And that was because I got blasted by the media because I was doing a live, what do they call it on Twitter? Space, something like that. And I made the comment that Vivek is a Hindu. He's not a Christian, even though he's trying to present himself as, you know, a man of faith to the Christian audience. I mean, you know what he's doing. He's running for president on the Republican side. In order to be a Republican nominee, what do you have to be? You got to be a Christian.
Right.
And so I just pointed out he's not a Christian. He's a Hindu. And I got blasted for that. But you've got a little inside baseball.
Yeah, let me take 3 minutes to wake everybody up to Vivek Ramaswamy, folks. Here we go.
Vivek Ramaswamy, you seek in due time. Take you to my will.
Master Yoda, Vivek Ramaswamy is an entirely different person.
No. There is only Vivek Ramaswamy.
All right, but I like what he says on Fox.
Ramaswamy, he is partnered with Pfizer.
I just can't call him Ramaswamy. He just says all the conservative things that I want to hear.
Words matter not. Part of Paul and Daisy Soros fellowships. For New American's website, he is. His company, Roivant. Unprofitable, it is, since 2014. In 2022, Vivek partnered with Pfizer. In 2020, Vivek tweeted, wearing a mask equals personal responsibility. In 2018, Vivek Ramaswamy launched a Beijing-based biotech company. Deep state, he is. Ramaswamy, he is. Vivek Ramaswamy's voting records show he's not a registered Republican and donated to anti-Trump Democrat candidates in 2016. Vivek is very swampy. Vivek Ramaswamy.
Well, this is very inconvenient, Yoda. Now I got to take down all my social media posts and put my Trump 2024 hat back on and burn my Ramaswamy 2024 hat. I always knew there was something swampy about him.
Virtually all of Ramaswamy's companies operate in the red, and none have ever turned a profit consistently. His flagship holding company, Roivant, has never once turned a profit since going public, losing $433 million in 2020, $698 million in 2021, and a whopping $1.12 billion in 2022, with Bloomberg predicting another billion-plus losses in 2023. Also at issue, according to Fortune, is Ramaswamy's telling of how he came to build a successful financial empire. Quote, a huge part of Ramaswamy's self-created origin story is how he built a successful business when he was still an undergraduate in college, a database called studentbusinesses.com, and supposedly sold it out for millions to the Kauffman Foundation in 2009. He has sat for countless fawning interviews across print, media, television, and podcasts, focused on his earliest business triumph. However, Ramaswamy's 2009 tax returns show realized capital gains of only $37,000. Hardly a lucrative exit. The following year in 2010, Ramaswamy reported zero in capital.
Oh, folks, Vivek Ramaswamy he is. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the... All right, my name's Clay Clark. I'm joined here with Pastor Jackson Lahmeyer. We're filling in for Owen Schroyer here on The War Room. And if you haven't subscribed to The War Room on Rumble.com, or if you haven't supported the InfoWars battle in some capacity, I encourage you to do so. You know, Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer have been in the fight for a long time. In fact, when you listen to Alex Jones, it sounds like he's been in the fight for a long time. I mean, you don't have a voice where you say,
this is Alex Jones. Thank you for tuning into InfoWars.
But you don't sound like that. If you listen to early broadcasts, I mean, Alex Jones had a voice that sounded much like everybody else, but he's been fighting a voice in the wilderness for decades. I mean, this guy is 100% in the fight every single day for all the right reasons. And if you're out there today and you're just wanting to know what's a good cause to buy into, a good source to believe in, something you can get behind, the InfoWars team is in it for the right reasons. I encourage you to subscribe to their podcast wherever you can and share these shows everywhere. And we're playing Squares of Despair, where we're breaking down the news of the day with these squares of despair, these highlights of the lowlights of life. And we're exposing the Great Reset here. And Pastor Jackson Lahmeyer from Sheridan.Church is joining me to do so. But we have a caller that just called in to 918-851-0102, 918-851-0102.
Go ahead, caller. What say you?
Caller.
Hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Mr. Clark, God bless America and God bless your platform you speak on.
I appreciate you. What's your name and where are you from there, sir?
My name is Ahmed. I'm from the New York City, but we call it AKA the capital world of the Matrix.
Okay. Well, tell us what's going on. What's your hot take today, sir?
My hot take today is, honestly, Mr. Clark, I appreciate you as a patriot and everything that you do for this country. I wanted to ask you, what is your opinion on Lynn Wood talking all this humble and humble jumbo about you on his Telegram every day?
Well, okay. This is I love the question.
It's a good question.
It's Clark. A great question. You know, we did the first event in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yep.
And Pastor Jackson was there. And what I did is I called General Flynn. I called Mike Lindell. I called people that were exposing Epstein, you know, what was in the shot, mask mandates, lockdowns. And my whole goal was to just expose the corruption.
Yeah.
And one of the leading voices at the time that everyone said, you know, you should have this guy come is Lynn Wood. And so Lynn Wood came to the event. And spoke specifically, I believe he focused on child trafficking. By the way, Jim Caviezel also talked about child trafficking. And I thought that the crowd received him well, and I didn't sense any animosity or that kind of thing. And then I don't really use social media as a consumer. I post things, but I don't really read it, you know. And people were calling me going, you know,
there's insinuating that others online are saying I'm a Freemason or something. And I thought to myself, well, you know, I get up at 3, I work, you know, go home at 6. I don't go to the Masonic Lodge. I'd never, you know, I had one buddy of mine back in the day, O'Neill, who had his wedding at the former Masonic Lodge, you know, off I-44.
Oh, right by our church.
Yeah. And I thought, you know, I've been there one time. I thought it was kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know, I've never been to a meeting. Don't know anybody who is, I don't think. And I thought, well, you know, I'm not a Freemason. So there we go. And
do you disagree with Lynn Wood that he blames the Freemasonry for basically being Luciferians after a 33rd degree?
Let me pull up a clip here for you. Stay tuned with me real quick. I'm going to pull up a clip real quick. Hopefully you can still hear my voice, but I'm going to pull up a clip for you to see because this stuff will blow your mind. And again, I want people to be very clear about here. I'm trying to save America. And if you have like a football team, let's just say you had a football team, a really good team that you're excited about. How many of you listening out there have been on a good sports team? You've been on a great team and you had like a running back or a quarterback. And, you know, maybe you don't agree with them about everything, but they're good at running the ball, good at passing the ball, whatever. And I thought Lynn Wood did a great service for a lot of people talking about, you know, the child trafficking and these kind of things. But let's talk about that. You mentioned the Mason thing and so let me just hit play. Here we go.
Now they are foes. ISIS. ISIS is not an Islamic state. It is a god that was worshipped centuries and millennia ago, starting with Nimrod. That same spirit has rested upon the East, Middle East, and is knocking at your door. But you have acknowledged me as the Lord God of your nation.
Because it has to do with Nimrod. Okay, so Nimrod was a ha-gaborim, which is in Hebrew means a mighty one, just like Goliath. Ha-gaborim, a mighty one. There were mighty ones on the earth in those days. So Nimrod was a ha-gaborim. In Hebrew. Now, when Babylon fell and God came down and confused their language, he fled. And you're not going to believe where he fled to. Ur of the Chaldees. And he changed his name. And you can see his initial on a symbol today in the Masons because he was the first Mason. It's a G. Because he became Gilgamesh. So Mystery Babylon is talked about in the book of Revelation. It's being built. It's the hidden dark side that is working behind the scenes. Mystery Babylon is the Masonic line. It has started with Nimrod. And Nimrod, his spirit is the Antichrist spirit.
And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates. And the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty.
The Euphrates has been the cradle of civilization in West Asia. The river has been the lifeline for millions in Iraq and Syria.
For millennia, the Euphrates River has woven its way through human history, playing a significant role in shaping civilizations and contributing to the narrative of our past. However, this ancient waterway has recently been facing an alarming reality. With its life-giving waters ebbing away, this river, stretching from Turkey through Syria to Iraq, is now just a remnant of its once bountiful self. Once vibrant fishing economies have collapsed, and contaminated water pools are all that remain. The Fertile Crescent, once the cradle of agriculture, is now barely recognizable, leaving behind a stark and desolate landscape. The Euphrates River's rich history and captivating tales are deeply intertwined with human civilization. One such fascinating story revolves around the alleged discovery of King Gilgamesh's tomb, an ancient ruler of Uruk. The Epic of Gilgamesh, recounting the life of this king, was a literary masterpiece penned 2 millennia before Christ. The epic tells us that Gilgamesh was interred under the Euphrates in a tomb fashioned after his death, when the river parted its waters. His kingdom of Uruk was located on the river's banks in present-day Iraq.
The Gilgamesh Project, the attempt to overcome disease, old age, and death, is the flagship of science. It serves to justify everything that science...
Okay, so you've all know Harari was discovered by Barack Obama because he was working on the Gilgamesh Project, and Gilgamesh would be the name of Nimrod after Nimrod had a failed attempt to build the Tower of Babel. He ran to Ur, changed his name to Gilgamesh. He's interred under the Euphrates. So when the Euphrates River dried up, that's when you saw the false prophet show up, Revelation chapter 16, and that's when you saw these Gilgamesh artifacts show up. And you've all know Harari was working on the Gilgamesh Project, and G is the logo for the Freemasons because Gilgamesh stands for Freemasons. So yes, there is a connection between the Freemasons and Team Satan. Is that helpful?
Yeah, and also I just want to talk to the audience. There's a stenographer. Her name was Diane Reedy. She was forcibly removed after saying this on the House floor. She called out the Freemasons, and she said that Jesus Christ was her Lord and Savior. They took her to the elevator, and then she came back. She had mental evaluation. They put her through everything that basically...
Wow.
Well, it's just funny.
I don't want to cut you off. I'm going to bring you back after the break. I'm going to bring you right back after the break. I do want to say this, though. To Lynn Wood out there, I just pray for Lynn Wood. I hope that he, you know, rejoins our team. I don't know why he attacks me online, but my prayers and thoughts are for Lynn Wood. I certainly don't wake up thinking about Lynn Wood. You mentioning Lynn Wood was the last time I thought about Lynn Wood, and I'll probably not think about Lynn Wood again. typically when people ask me about Lynn Wood, I say, who? Because I just don't think about Lynn Wood. So if you're out there today and your name is Lynn Wood, we pray for you. And if you want to join the Reawaken America Tour, get your tickets at time2freeamerica.com. It's time2free. All right, Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, we are joined here again on the War Room. We rejoined on the War Room, filling in for Owen Schroyer. And I want to take just a moment and tell people a little story that I think is interesting to know.
Okay.
And the story has to do with my good friend, Mike Lindell.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Mike Lindell, I just was on a program with him today. Let me pull it up real quick here, folks, so you can see. I was just on the show with Mike today. Here's the program I was on with him, and you can look at it here. I did an interview with Mike Lindell and Amanda Grace. And Mike right now is being crippled by American Express, who's slashing his credit line. So I just want to explain how this works. For anybody out there who owns a business, you know this, and a lot of your listeners know it as well. But basically, you have certain things that are like a revolving credit. Okay. Yep. So like I advertise our business workshops every week. You know, so I spend like about $2,500 a week, every week on a credit card, run ads to promote our workshops. And so people say, you know, I just ask them, how did you hear about us? They said, not the Reawaken Tour, my business workshops.
Yeah.
And they'll find us online. They click on testimonials. And you just have to run those ads and you don't stop those ads. And then what you do is, you know, for every $1,000 I spend on ads, we have about $2,000 of ticket buyers, and we let people name their price. But you get the idea.
Yep.
Another example would be like to run the church. Maybe you have utilities every month.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's easier just to put it on a card and say every month charge this church credit card for the utilities. Maybe you do that. Maybe you don't. But you get the idea.
Yep.
And so Mike Lindell has certain ongoing expenses, and he puts it on a card, a credit card. He has great credit, always pays his bills on time. And it's $1 million credit line for American Express. And American Express has slashed his ability to use that card by 90%. And so I thought, you know what? I got to get a hold of Mike today. So I called Mike. I said, Mike, I got to get you on the show today. And someone says, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. I'm skeptical. I don't believe you did that. That's fair. I like the level of paranoia. That's what's going to set us free here. So I called Mike. I said, Mike, can I get you on the show? Mike said, great, I'll be on the show. So I got Mike on the show. Mike's on the show today. And we talked about this.
Yeah,
which can be a difficult subject for an entrepreneur to talk about not having access to capital. And what we did is we set up MyPillow.com/ARK, you know, like the ARK, like Noah had an ARK that saved him. We created MyPillow.com/ARK. And if all the listeners out there, if you could buy your Christmas gifts right now, I'm not kidding, a couple of them, by going to MyPillow.com/ARK, what that does is that's going to provide Mike Lindell with the financial relief that he needs. And not a dime of it goes to me. Okay. So if you're out there today, go to MyPillow.com/ARK. And, you know, even if you just buy a $30 item or a $20 item or something, support Mike Lindell, because this guy will not stop exposing the election fraud. He won't let it go. A lot of you all who are listening today, you don't want to let it go. I don't want to let it go. And Mike Lindell is one of those loud voices that won't be silenced. And so I'd encourage you today to go to mypillow.com/arc to support my good friend Mike Lindell. I'm having another caller that called her. We have, I guess, a continuation of the caller. So caller from New York. Sir, what's your name and what's your question, sir?
My name is Sir Badass. No, my name is Ahmed, though. I'm from New York.
That's great. Okay, so what's your hot take, sir?
My hot take is that we all in this to vanquish evil, protect our children, stop the human trafficking, stop the child trafficking, and expose Pizzagate and all the networks that are intertwined with it. We need to find out who these people are and forget about division and divisive behavior. That I'm even calling out Lynn Wood, like enough of like the internet and dividing people. Now is the time that we all need to collect our energy and really use our energy to vanquish this evil that has been suppressing our civilization for thousands of years. That's just the surface information. But then it's like, who are these people?
Yeah.
So before I get cut off, I just want to say that Owen Schroyer, I love you, bro. And those 60 days, I'm going to be lighting up a big fat blunt for you every single day in New York City. Because we already know we need the Owen, the Schroyer in the booth, in the building every single day. And without him, I don't know if the war room will ever be the same. So we need to get my boy out.
Well, I appreciate it. Before you go, I'm going to pull up something for you. There's some guys that are from New Jersey, and they sent me over a track, and we worked on it together a little bit. And they did a song called The Great Awakening. And let me see if I can find it here real quick here. And we teamed up together to record this song, and I think it would be important for everybody out there to hear their music. And they're actually from I'm going to hang up here so I can get some feedback here. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and play the song here for you. But again, it features a guy by the name of Brett Rayo. And it's Brett Rayo. Let me pull it up real quick here. Brett Rayo and Carbone here. This is Charlie Carbone. And the song right here is called The Great Awakening. And I'll play it back. We come back from the break, I'll play that. But again, their song is all about unity and awakening and coming together. I encourage everybody out there today, if you're listening to today's show and you want to know who you can connect with and who you can, who's kind of your tribe, just go to timetofreeamerica.com and come join us on the Reawaken America Tour, October 13th and 14th in beautiful Miami, Florida. That's Miami, Florida. And again, you can get those tickets today, October 13th and 14th, Miami, Florida. But now let's go back to our squares of despair. Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, what's the next square of despair, sir, that you want to choose here?
So if, let's say you were casting a movie, okay. All right? And in every movie, you got the plot, you got the characters, there's always the hero, and there's always the villain. So if you were like to do central casting for a villain in a movie,
right?
I think there's one person that just fits the role perfectly, and he's actually a real life villain. And so I want to go to the fourth row and that one right there.
Okay, yep. Klaus Schwab. I think
he's central casting for, you know, any villain you need.
Here we go. Let me hit play. This is Klaus Schwab, folks. Here we go.
Self driven car will come to your hotel or wherever you are and will bring you to the airport. Actually, I had a discussion some months ago with the mayor of Los Angeles, and you know, Los Angeles is one of the cities with the heaviest traffic, who told me in 2030, Los Angeles will be private car driven free. And this will allow to transform highways into parks and other public streets.
About self-driving vehicles. So every year, about 1.25 million people are killed in car accidents, in traffic accidents. And most of these accidents are caused by human error. So self-driving vehicles are likely to save a million people every year. And that's wonderful. Similarly, with the combination of AI and biotech can provide billions of people with far better and cheaper healthcare than ever before in history.
Okay. Klaus Schwab is a real sick freak, but we're going to take a second. I want to acknowledge everybody out there who's been requesting tickets. We're going to do some area codes here. Okay. Right. So we got Greg M right now in the 310. Greg M, thanks for reaching out. We can't wait to get you your ticket. Again, Greg just requested a ticket for the Reawaken America Tour. That's Greg M in the 310. Marcel in the 818 just requested a ticket for the Reawaken America tour. That's Marcel. Last name, Angelo. What is going on, Marcel Angelo, in the 818? Pastor Jackson, let you read the next one here. People are requesting tickets nonstop right now.
Jacina in the 913.
Oh, 918.
It is the 913.
It is the 913. Okay, we got here. The next one, Pastor Jackson.
Let's see. We've got Brandon. We got Brandon. He's coming from the 951. I don't know.
Brandon from the 951. We have no idea where that is.
No idea.
Pretty sure it's not in Ukraine. And we got Jody here from the 615. Jody from the 615. Again, folks, if you want to join the Reawaken America Tour, you can name your price. You can pay whatever price you want to pay. Get those tickets today at timetofreeamerica.com. One more time, it's timetofreeamerica.com. And big shout out to Jody. Big shout out to Brandon. Big shout out to Jacina, Marcel, Greg M. Stay tuned. Reawaken America Tour right here on War Room. All right, my name is Clay Clark. I'm filling in here for Owen Troyer, and I'm pulling up on my web browser right now, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And I encourage everybody to check out the Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It is back, and now it's 25% off. And I mean this sincerely. So many wonderful patriots always say, what can I do? What can I do to help? Well, one thing you can do to help is you can buy anything at all from InfoWars. I've watched the persecution of Alex Jones. I've cheered for the voice of Alex Jones. I have supported Owen Troyer. I invited Owen Troyer and Alex Jones to speak at the Reawaken Tour. Both have done so. Owen's just a great guy, and so is Alex Jones. And it costs money to stay on the air. And so I'd encourage you, if you're looking to stock up on gifts for Christmas, that sort of thing, I would just go to InfoWarsStore.com and stock up today. The Vitamin Mineral Fusion, that product is back. You can click right there. But I also think one thing you can do is you can share voices of truth with your friends and family. So these two guys, they reached out to me. This is Brett Rayo. And again, these are real guys, Charlie Carbone in New Jersey. They recorded this song. I do a verse at the end of the song. And I'm going to play it for you guys so you can hear it. And I'll tell you where you can follow these guys. It's a song they wrote about the awakening. I think it's really well done. Hopefully you enjoy it. So I'm going to hit play and then mute my mic, folks. Hopefully you enjoy. This is The Great Awakening. This is Charlie Carbone featuring Brett Rayo. Here we go.
This is The Great Awakening.
You might want to crank it up, too. If you've got kids in the car, crank it up. Here we go.
It's the Great Awakening. They hate when people unite, trying to take away Christ while we the people just fight. No matter black or white, whether left or right, I feel the Lord's about to strike like a thief in the night. Evil right in your sight. Thought this was home of the brave. Good men do nothing now. We'll be the home of the slaves. Just keep locking you down, all alone and enraged. Soldiers fought and died for this. I bet they roll in their graves. This is spiritual war, so be on guard with your kids. See, hope the stock keeps dropping till we bankrupt Disney. Don't support if it's woke. Toss it out like a frisbee. You perverted CEOs thinking nobody knows. We gotta boycott the parks. I'm hoping nobody shows. This world got real dark. Can't even trust kids' shows. Be on your toes. These are foes coming straight for your heart. You don't believe it's the mark? You better believe it's the start. Feels like I'm leaving through dark. This great awakening grows. Chris Sky said it best. Gotta just say no. Politicians work for us, so what we say goes. When will treason be punished? Only the good Lord knows. These pedophiles are in droves, put in the highest position, thinking wicked is normal. A sane mind is sickening. About time you should listen and stop whining and wishing. You better get in this fight or suffer the rest of your life.
You've been sleeping for too long. Time to wake up and get strong. If you're able to respond, get off the sideline. Told you got before it's done. Repent by the end of this song. Work no play, well, it's still day before it's night time. Going down the rabbit hole. Somebody show me the way, because I need to know. Searching for hope for my soul. Trying to find a better day, but this world's too cold. I used to politic, but now I find I'm done with it. My mind is on the kingdom. Let them know before the curtains close. Time to wake up. Nothing takes up. Nothing's lies. The truth is rarely televised. They're trying to take my mind, but I don't need to be entertained. You see, no complacency. I'm faced with Satan trying to speak to me to deceive. Be the degeneracy, but my mind will not receive. Honestly, be an anomaly. Be who you called to be. You can take the veil down. Open your eyes, you can see. Take the mask off, you can breathe. Give all glory to the King. It's the reason why we sing. It's the great awakening.
It's the great awakening. It's time to let our freedom ring. It's time to focus on the truth and not focus on the blame. You see, it's now happening. With the mandates now returned, name, gentlemen, is not stopping. With Malik Obama joining, Rosanna's truth bombing. Every Trump is unrelenting. We'll never stop stating that Jesus is our king. Tim Brewer keeps us laughing. Still exposes vaccines. Coke exposes Epstein. Okay, explain what all means.
Home of the brave, land of the free. Freedom's only found in the arms of Jesus. This world will not be a mind to deceive. Jordan rose like trees, we'll give you out of every season. The kingdom of God unite, fight for what's right, be the light. And don't put trust in man, this world's never set us free. Like, where do you put your faith? Who do you believe in? Big old people who lay repent, run back to Jesus. The Great Awakening.
Join General Flynn and the Reawaken America Tour at TimeToFreeAmerica.com. Now, again, these are just great dudes getting into the flow, doing what they know how to do to save this country. And you can help a lot by subscribing right now. It costs you absolutely nothing. If you're still on YouTube, just go to YouTube, find their channel. You can see I have been kicked off of YouTube, so I can't subscribe. But maybe you can, folks. So go find these guys, Brett Rao, Charlie Carbone. You can subscribe today. Subscribe to their music. Share it in the air everywhere. These are great guys. They just traveled all the way to Tulsa, Oklahoma to perform at Sheridan Church.
Yep.
They'll be joining us on the Reawaken America Tour. And if you want to join us on the Reawaken America Tour and hear directly from Barack Obama's half-brother, Jim Brewer. We've got Roseanne. We've got Eric Trump, General Flynn, Cash Patel, Mike Lindell. Go to TimeToFreeAmerica.com, TimeToFreeAmerica.com to request those tickets today. We have 14 days until we take the Reawaken America Tour into Miami, Florida. Now we have a caller that just called in here. Caller, what's your name and what's your hot take?
My name is Jaden, and my hot take is revival.
Revival. Tell us about revival. I certainly, so far, agree with what you're saying.
Okay. So, first of all, I love this show. I feel the Holy Spirit so strong. I think I feel high. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, I appreciate you very much. And, you know, Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, my humble opinion is really waking up a lot of people in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area. Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, the term revival, the term remnant, the term church, those are terms you're familiar with. That's what you do.
Oh, yeah.
Tell everybody out there, what's your thoughts on revival for America, sir?
Well, it's interesting. Revival is not for the unbeliever. Revival is for Christians and for the church. You can't revive someone who's never been made alive in the first place. And so revival is for the body of Christ. And when the church is experiencing revival, then there is an awakening that will take place within the country.
Amen to that. Thank you for calling in there, caller. We really do appreciate you very much. And we're going to go ahead and go back to our game here, the Squares of Despair. Okay. We're going to play another clip here. Let me close a couple windows here. Okay, we're pulling up the squares. Going. Okay, Pastor Jackson, what is the square of despair that you
choose
here?
We've gone through a lot of them. Okay, so one that I'm just really interested in because I have no idea what it is,
sure.
is row two.
Row
and
two?
It's like the map. And I see like
some, oh, the map. Some things okay, this is row two. Okay,
things
okay.
Like that,
here so. We go. And a big shout out to the Reese Report here. He does such a great job for the InfoWars team. Here we go. Let me hit play. Here we go.
And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men.
The Olinda fire was ignited at approximately 10:47 p.m. on August 7th. At this exact time, CCP satellite labeled NORAD 53299 was directly over the location.
Do you think the CCP was just flying over at that exact moment just to say, what's up, guys?
Why is the CCP flying over?
Let's continue. Here we go.
The Lahaina fire was ignited at approximately 6:37 a.m. on August 8th. At this exact time, CCP satellite labeled NORAD 55836 was directly over the location. The Kula fire was ignited at approximately 11:30 a.m. on August 8th. At this exact time, CCP satellite labeled NORAD 53299 was directly over the location. The so-called deep state does not want you to know that deadly lasers of mass destruction are freely traveling above us. And you can check this all for yourself at stevefavis.com.
What are your thoughts on that, Pastor Jackson?
I mean, those are some coincidences that the CCP has satellites,
yeah.
The exact time fires.
They're probably just flying over, taking photos, having a good time.
Kind of like the balloon, you know.
Yeah, like just, the balloon.
Just seeing the American landscape. So that's crazy. So tell me more about, I don't know much about lasers from China.
I want people to know this, okay? Elon Musk is now going on Twitter telling people on X. By the way, X is the sign of Satan, just so we're clear. He keeps going on Twitter now telling people that he's just put up a new payload of rockets, satellites. He's just put a new payload of satellites into space that now have lasers mounted to them.
So why does the satellite need lasers?
Well, the Earth is now covered with 30,000 low-orbit satellites, and these low-orbit satellites, they were put up there by the Dragon rocket. So Elon Musk put up Dragon rockets into space, and the Dragon rockets now have the ability, they cover the Earth in 30,000 low-orbit satellites. Think about the profundity of that. And now he's telling people openly that he now is putting satellites in space that have lasers on. We get back from the break. I'll pull up the specific. There you go. There it is. It's on the screen right now. You can see it. September 26th, Elon Musk tweeted out, freaking satellites with lasers. Starlink, our next generation Starlink optical space lasers. Folks, the Star Wars program is now in the air everywhere. Oh, the Rush Limbaugh intro. Incredible stuff right there. My dad used to make me listen to Rush Limbaugh. Now I thank him for doing so. Now, again, folks, if you're out there today, I want to end this final segment with a lot of facts that are going to kind of blow your mind. So I want everyone to really dial in here. We're going to sprint. We're going to add a caller here. Okay, so first thing I want to share with everybody is if I'm going to pull up on my screen and the producer can pull this up. Elon Musk is now, he tweeted out on or X'd out on September 26th that he now has satellites with lasers on it. Okay, this is a real thing. And so the Earth is now covered in 30,000 low-orbit satellites that we know of that were put there by Elon Musk's Dragon rockets that now can emit lasers. Okay, that's a real thing. Also, folks, I need you to know this idea. MIT created what's called the CBDCs. Okay, so look it up, folks. MIT CBDCs. MIT, that's the central bank digital currencies. MIT also developed what is called the quantum dot. For anybody out there that doesn't know that, the quantum dot is a technology that stores your medical and financial records under your skin. So if you look it up here, folks, MIT quantum dot, it stores your medical and financial records under your skin. That's called the MIT quantum dot. Again, MIT also developed the CBDCs. The name of the technology that powers now the CBDCs is called quant dot network. Quant dot network. This is a system that makes it where you can't buy or sell. Your money's now programmable, okay? So it's called quant.network. CERN is, and for anybody that doesn't know this, CERN, their logo is 666. And CERN is now powered by the Google quantum computer, okay? The Google quantum computer powers CERN. CERN is located in Geneva, okay? The World Economic Forum, their logo is also 666, and they're also located in Geneva. The World Economic Forum is located in Geneva. Now, why is this important? The Bible tells us in Revelation 9:11 where Satan dwells. Let me pull this up here, folks. It's Revelation 9:11. It tells us where Satan dwells. This is a big thing. The Bible tells us where Satan dwells. It says, and they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. Mm-hmm. So Satan is located where the former temple of Apollo is located. Also, the Bible tells us in Revelation that where Antipas was martyred,
yep,
that is also where you're going to find and discover that's where Satan lives. That's Revelation chapter 2, verse 13. It says, I know thy works and where thou dwellest, and even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days where Antipas was my faithful martyr who was slain amongst you, where Satan dwelleth. So Satan is located in Geneva, and he's trying to cover the earth in the 5G technology, 5G as in pentagram technology, and trying to put this technology under your skin. And so inside the COVID-19 shots, there's RNA modifying nanotechnology that you can learn about here at timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. TimeToFreeAmerica.com/revelation. Charles Lieber is a Harvard professor who is paid $50,000 a month to create technology that connects your body to 5G if you put the technology underneath your skin. That is the idea. It's the ultimate human control grid. This is real stuff. So the Bible, we're living through the fulfillment of Scripture. The Bible also talked about the fourth kingdom where they're going to try to mix the miry clay. It's the miry clay, folks. It's in the book of Daniel. It talks about the miry clay. Daniel chapter 2, verse 43, it says, and whereas thou saw iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. So Daniel had this vision for the fourth kingdom, and Klaus Schwab had a vision for the fourth industrial revolution. Daniel had a vision for the...
try to mix the miry clay with iron, and Klaus Schwab had a vision for mixing man with machine. The fourth kingdom of the Daniel prophesied is the fourth industrial revolution that Klaus Schwab has been prophesying. And I need everybody out there to understand where the hope is, okay? I really want you to go to Sheridan Church, Sheridan.church, to learn more about Pastor Jackson. I really do want you to do that. I really do want you to come join us on the Reawaken America tour. I'd love to see you in Tulare, California, December 15th and 16th. And I would love to see you October 13th and 14th in Miami, Florida. But bigger than that, I want to see you in heaven. That's where I want to see you. And I think there's somebody out there that needs to hear this, because you've been going to a church where the pastor has been, focusing on the political correct pastoral game. He's been trying to, you know, teach you how to get a Maserati and teach you the self-help thing. And he hasn't been teaching the gospel to you. But 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 through 17 reads, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and shall remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we be with the Lord." So if you're going to join us on the Reawaken America tour, get those tickets today at timetofreeamerica.com. But Pastor Jackson Lohmeyer, if people want to join with their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ when that great and terrible day occurs, the day of judgment, how do they do that, sir?
So simple. You surrender your life to Jesus. You confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and you live for him, because, you know, there's two kingdoms, right? There's the kingdom of darkness and there's the kingdom of light. And unfortunately, we're all born into the kingdom of darkness. We're all born into sin. And the good news is, though, we don't have to stay in the kingdom of darkness. And whenever we call on the name of the Lord, he is so faithful. He literally transfers us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And it's the most beautiful thing, because, you know, you can remember those moments whenever, you know, the Lord literally lifted you out of one kingdom and put you into a new kingdom. And the good news is, regardless of how dark your past may be in the kingdom of darkness, God's got a bright future for you in the kingdom of light. And so it's really calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and giving your life to him, because he gave his life for you.
Now, what we do here on the Reawaken America Tour is it's the Great Reawakening versus the Great Reset. So it's like Pastor Greg Locke versus Mark Zuckerberg. It's General Flynn versus Barack Obama. It's Mike Lindell versus Yuval Noah Harari. It's Simone Gold versus Bill Gates. It's Dr. Stella Emanuel versus George Soros. It's the late, great Dr. Zelenko versus Klaus Schwab. It's Kim Clement versus the satanic symbolism. It's the Holy Bible versus the Great Reset. And we have a caller here that wanted to call in and had a hot take. So, caller, what is your name and what is your hot take, sir?
It's Henry.
Henry, where are you from, sir?
I'm from Chicago. I'm calling because we need to stop sending money to Ukraine, and it's a violation of Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 1. All the taxes that are collected are to be used for the welfare of the United States, not any other foreign country. And if politicians do not quote that, and I'm getting tired. You know, I'm a taxpayer. They work for me, and they don't help us out. They just work for themselves. And I also wanted to make it a point to help or ensure the J6s and anybody to use Title 18 U.S. Code Section 242. I send you a text on that. That protects you, and you can go after the judges, the courts, anyone that violates your constitutional rights. And we need to start fighting lawsuits. I fought that with my employer, and I won. So you need to start doing that.
And you're from Chicago, is that right?
Yeah, from the stinky place.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'll give you the final 15 seconds here before we have to move on there, sir. What's your final take you want to share in the final 15 seconds that we have you, sir?
We need to learn the Constitution and hold all our employees accountable. All the politicians, they need to have the oath to the Constitution.
Got it. Well, thank you for joining us from Chicago, sir. I really do appreciate you. For anybody out there, if you have not been to the Reawaken America tour, it really is an opportunity to get together with, I think everybody needs somebody, Jackson.
Absolutely.
And I think when you come to the Reawaken America tour, can you walk the listeners through what kind of people you're going to meet at the Reawaken America tour, sir?
People like you. And so, you know what? The media, they've done a good job. The media has done a good job because they make us feel like we're the only ones who think this probably isn't good what's happening in our country. And so then you show up to the Reawaken America tour and you realize you're not the only one. There's thousands in person and thousands more watching online. And I always describe it like when you're out summertime grilling, you know, and you got the charcoals.
Yep.
And the coals together, they ignite one another. But what do you do if you want to cool the coals? You separate them. And so what the enemy has done a very good job is what? Separating us from one another. But whenever we come together, we ignite one another. That's what the Reawaken America tour is.
Now, you got to navigate and explain here. If anybody hasn't been to Trump Doral, you were there during the final 2 minutes. Kind of explain what you're looking at here, what you experienced at the Reawaken America tour.
So when you show up, the energy is off the charts. And then you're hearing speakers that are from all different backgrounds, right? Yep. I mean, you got speakers from the medical profession, politicians, you got business people, you got pastors, and they're just speaking the truth because one of the things about Clay Clark is Clay Clark does not censor the speakers. He allows them to share what they have learned, and then you get to make the decision. And so it's really a power-packed lineup. How many speakers have we got?
77.
77 speakers in 2 days.
2 days. It's a marathon. 6 a.m. We start at 8. You got Mike Lindell. You got Sean Foyt. The lineup just continues to grow. And I'm telling you, folks, we ask the tough questions. Amanda Grace, Marty Grisham, all these attendees are here because they want to save this country. And if you want the unfiltered truth, you want to be able to come to an event where you can discover the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, go to timetofreeamerica.com. Lee Dundas, Dr. Judy Mikovits, a lot of the guests who've been on the InfoWars program, Pastor Dave Scarlett, Pastor Mark Burns. We got a lot of pastors in the house, folks, a lot of pastors. So if you need to be baptized, you can probably get baptized 7 times, each time from a different pastor right there. Eric Trump, like I said, he'll be in the house there. The lineup of speakers just continues to amaze me. Gene Ho. And again, it's from 6 a.m. The doors open. It starts at 8 a.m. We go until 8 p.m. Jimmy Levy's there. Mel Kay's in the house. And all these speakers are all aligned with the sole purpose of trying to save this nation. So again, if you're looking for a vacation, an opportunity just to be around patriots, Peter Navarro, go to timetofreeamerica.com. And if you use promo code InfoWars tonight, now just tonight, you're entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass. So you got to use promo code InfoWars. Don A. Clement, Kim Clement's daughter right there, Amanda Grace. All you got to do is go to timetofreeamerica.com. Use promo code InfoWars for a chance to win a backstage pass. Peter Navarro, request those tickets right now.